It's 10 o'clock. Neil Rogers is coming up next.
The views expressed on the previous
Sorry, I can't be there with you.
The hosts, not. And callers, and do not
too many freaking meetings, man. I'm laying out on this one.
Or
you're listening to Bronx Florida Sports Radio. 560 WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, stream this.
That?
Yeah, this.
Boy, this thing's quiet.
Stream it. Ooh, I like that. Maybe. Sounds like those coffee spots.
Close. Name this
Folgers.
Tune. It was a hit.
Was it Folgers? Oh, yeah.
Come on, old man. What is this?
I have no idea.
Billy Joe and the Checkmates.
Oh, and it's called?
Percolator.
Oh, yeah.
560 WQAM presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk to Neil,
how's my old friend Herky?
He was Herky Perky. And Broward. In other counties, call
he's just old redneck.
877-785-NEIL or #560 on your AT&T and Verizon.
Oh, by the way, Leo, Geldy can't go out tonight. He's here for the hockey.
Or his callers do not represent those of WQAM management, staff, or
go
sponsors.
Go away, Leo.
Now,
bugger.
The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM.
Good evening in Los Angeles. We welcome to Larry King Live Ted Haggard, the founder and former pastor of the New Life Church in Colorado. Thanks for coming, Ted.
Thank you.
What happened?
I've had a very satisfying relationship for 30 years with Oprah.
What? Did you?
I did it.
Whoa.
And I'm very happy.
Whoa.
And I'm guilty of so many things, all types of sexual things. And
what? That had to be hard to do.
Very painful.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. It was such a shock.
Let's take a look at a clip from HBO's The Trials of Ted Haggard. It debuted tonight. It'll be playing frequently. Watch.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
It got a little nuts.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yes.
10:01 at 560 WQAM. Happy Tuesday to you, February the 3rd. And boy, I'll tell you, the emails, nothing. I mean, well, there's a couple. Except, of course, for Leo, who sent one about Gildy and then another one. Oh, well, just one last time. No, it's never going to be last time. You've got a sickness, Leo. If I were you, I'd check myself into a mental institution, into a rubber room. First of all, I don't even see Gildy on the schedule. Is he on the weekend? Do we know? I don't know.
I don't know.
If we still had Fat Chris here, we might know, but. Well, we had our meeting yesterday, and boy, it sure was a lot of fun. And Chris Jones, our sales manager, said, blah, blah, blah. What a drooling idiot he is. I don't see Gildy even on the weekend schedule. Gee. So you can, you know, if you want to make a radio show about Gildy, Leo, get your own station, get your own show. I'm not going to like pros and cons about Gildy. He is small potatoes, squeaky potatoes. Some of these people with their obsessions with broadcasters, actors, actresses, celebrities.
Right.
Obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Mental illness.
When you have
it
no
goes
life.
Goes way
of your
beyond
own.
Just.
I have no life.
You know, I mean, that's just pedestrian, ordinary.
I have no
you know,
life.
A lot of people like that who have no life, but way beyond that. Sick. Sick. Cliff and Kendall's got kind of an amusing story. Matt Castle doesn't like golden showers, it says.
Okay.
The football star was in line for the bathroom at ESPN's Tampa Bay Super Bowl bash Friday night when a drunken reveler tried to cut in front of him. Matt told him to wait his turn and headed into the urinals, the spy tells us. Moments later, the fella barged in and proceeded to purposefully pee directly on Castle's leg. I mean, I like Matt Castle just fine, but I sure don't want to pee on his leg. After security tossed the drunk out, Castle headed back out into the crowd, wet pants and all. What a guy, huh?
Okay.
Matt Castle. Well, what would you do? I mean, would you go home?
Where
Somebody
am I?
Somebody peed on your leg and you had
and I'm where?
Pantaloonies?
And I'm where?
At a,
let's say a
Super
concert.
Bowl party.
At a Super Bowl party? Yeah.
Right.
I'd ask for a change of pants or something. If it was
well, who
a
would have pantaloonies?
If it's at a house or something.
Oh, yeah. And they obviously would just
pants.
Have your size.
Maybe.
Extra small midget.
I'll wear some big old baggy
midget.
Pants that don't have pee on them. Thank you very much.
So today is the day to rip George an ass on the emails, by the way. What was that all about yesterday? I guess it was the reverend and the boyfriend just had nothing else going on. On and on and on. And you people can change the names on those stupid emails a million times, but George is right. There's about a half a dozen chronics. I mean, there's a smattering of other people, but
right.
There's about a half a dozen chronics who are all of these people.
You can tell. You can smell them.
The fake Larry King, the fake this one, the fake that one. They're probably mostly coming from across the street.
I imagine.
From the fake radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that meeting about at 4 o'clock today?
I don't know.
I don't have to be ominous. Thank God for that. I can't. You better tell the powers that be that I'm an important guy and I'm old and I don't have that much time left before they stick me in a box. And I'm not going to spend. I mean, you know, yesterday was about this show, which is fine. Right? I mean, it wasn't good. It wasn't productive, I don't think. I thought it was pretty. Well, we've destroyed your show, Neil. What do you think we can do now? Ho, ho, ho. You know, like that. But today, I don't. I'm just glad I don't have to participate. I have very important things to do. Like last night, I went to Woodbine and won a serious amount of cash. Did well. I had two hot machines, man. And I left the first one, and I went to that famous machine on the far right end. And, boy, that machine. I got three spins on that machine. First was 400, the second one was 250, and the third was 1,000. How do you like that?
All right.
I liked it. And the thing that gets me about playing the slots or just gambling in general is that people are so damn jealous. They'll pretend to be friendly, you know, when they're playing a machine next to you. And, oh, boy, how you doing? Oh, I can't hit anything. And then if you hit something, they give you like a dirty look.
Well, yeah. How dare you?
That's right.
Ah.
How come you're getting all the cash and I'm sitting here feeding it because you're a moron? You're feeding a dead machine, man. You're feeding the same stupid dead machine. There was a guy with a mustache there last night. Oh, and then also, let me tell you this.
Yeah?
Now, I'm one of those people, I try very hard to mind my own business.
Okay.
But there was a guy about my age. He was in his 60s, maybe a little younger, maybe a little older, I don't know. Balding, goofy Canadian kind of guy. And he's playing next to me, the first machine I started at, and next to him, to his left, is a young lady. She was like, I don't know, 24, 25.
Okay.
With a beak for a nose.
Okay.
Kind of jappy looking.
Thank you.
But at any rate, he's talking to her, babbling. And at the first, I thought maybe they were together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that he's just putting
mashing.
A move. Huh?
He's mashing.
Yeah, right. Mashing like mashed potatoes. I sure love that song by Dee Dee Sharp.
Me too.
Mashed potato time. But anyway, and it's just to the point where it was obnoxious. And then he finally lost his ass, and he left the machine, and then wished her all the luck in the world, and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, a few minutes later, I notice he's over her shoulder again.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her saying something about her fiancé or her husband. Or so. She was, you know, I mean, she wasn't grotesque. She was attractive enough. She had all the right body parts. She was small.
Out of his league, though?
Way out of his league.
Demo?
Way out of his league. Forget about demo. But just out of his league. I mean, just leave the poor lady alone. Oh, I can't stand
it. There are guys that can't do that.
Guys who just can't stop
hitting
them.
Right.
And do it so obviously. It's one thing if it's
a little
bit subtle, you know. And I didn't say a word, but I sat there thinking thoughts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking thoughts like, you old lech. Jesus, God, you're so freaking obvious. My God, just go away already. Take your losings and go the hell away. God, what an idiot. Here's the poll from yesterday. Who is the most incompetent? FEMA during Hurricane Katrina. Is this the poll from yesterday?
Maybe day before. I'm not sure.
No, this is an old poll.
You change them so quickly.
What?
You change them
so
quickly.
No, this is an old one. This is not yesterday's poll. I think I'm prepared for a dead day on the email, so I think what I'm doing is reading old polls, all of them. No, what's your favorite soup? And by the way, Matt in Michigan sent me another one.
Another soup?
Another one, some kind of food thing. You know, what's your favorite? I don't know. But it was really pathetic. What's your favorite potato? Or some stupid thing like that. And I deleted it right away. Matt, give it up. Give it a rest, okay? What's your favorite soup? Clam or seafood chowder, 185. How many votes did we get on this? 906, not bad. French onion, 162. And the guy was right yesterday. The emailer, he said, when it's done properly, it is exquisite and sensational.
Amen.
When the cheese on top is baked, so almost like, what's the stuff where they bake the stuff on top of the dessert?
Oh, like creme brulee.
Your creme brulee,
like,
exactly.
Like
that's
crunchy.
Exactly what I had in mind. Yeah, where they almost burn the cheese on top.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, and it's got to be thick, and it's got to be just the right kind of cheese, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a slice of American cheese like they do in some silly-ass joints. Yeah, like in a diner.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the French onion soup today. It's got a slice of Gruyere cheese on it. French onion, 162. And those two buried the competition. Chicken noodle, 75. And, that, I mean, that's pathetic. Chicken noodle my ass. That's as tasteless.
How do you do that?
It's like, you know what that's like? It's like water that somebody dragged a bunch of noodles through. What? Oh, I see. WTF 56. I almost said it. P 55. Chicken noodle and pee. Oh, brother. Matzo ball. Still spelled wrong. Eric tried to correct it, but he's, you know, the goyim don't know there's an H at the end of the word matzo. 50. Gumbo 48. Lobster bisque 39. George is wild about that. If it's good.
Yes.
If it's bad.
Like from the
lobster bisque should be pink.
Yeah.
If you eat lobster bisque and they bring to you a brown concoction.
That's right. A lot of things. You could say that about.
A brown concoction?
That should be pink.
Tomato 34. Beef barley 29. Should have done much better if you people had any taste. Beef barley is awesome. Cream of broccoli 28. Corn chowder 26. Cream of mushroom 25. Oh, there's nothing like good shroom soup. I hate soup 25. Well, too bad. Black bean 19.
Uh-huh.
Shrimp bisque 14. Butternut squash bisque 14. Oh, my God. What kind of lunatic would eat that? Italian wedding soup 6. Should have done much better, but most people don't know what that is. Pasta fagioli 5. Pasta fagioli. Potato soup from the field 5. Minestrone 4. Lentil only 1 and vegetable 1. That guy who went into, oh, you left off lentil. It's the best. Yeah, like that. Oh, here's one from one of our chronics. Steve Geldy-Geldstein is in Toronto today. When you talk about people that don't belong on the radio, you have no credibility, because if anyone doesn't belong on the radio, it's George. This is the reason why you're losing listeners. It's not Joyce, says one of your close personal friends.
I'm sure.
Yeah, let's do a show about Geldy. His boyfriend Leo started it. Now let's everybody chime in about Geldy, who's not on the air, except he's doing a hockey game on TV tonight. Here. Panthers and the Leafs, the make-beliefs. You going to be watching it?
Oh, yeah.
See what's on Leo. Oh, look at that.
Redeem himself, and he's done a great job of that. I've given him
Leafs coach Ron Wilson, who did a comb over the front of his forehead. Looks like he just flopped out of the shower.
And I've done the same thing.
Real idiot.
Or tried to do the same thing with Matt Stajan. I think Matt is just starting to come back.
Yeah. Pedal crap, okay? We'll give you back Wade Belak. Try to peddle him to the public again like he's a real player. Oh, my God. So they're picking on you again, George. It's Pick on George Tuesday.
Oh, gee.
As if, you know. How much money does that put in your pocket if they say nice things about you or bad things about you or like that? That's all we're here for.
Lifeless hole that's obsessing about me still, this one guy, Reverend Schmendrick and his boyfriend.
Oh, don't be picking on them now.
Oh, please.
Wonderful program, Neil. Wonderful program.
They have the shower curtain out already. They're already slapping.
George is gay. Wonderful program, Neil. Controversial program, Neil.
Yeah, the two of them. Between the two of them, there isn't an iota of anything. They're not funny. They're not interesting. They're not amusing. They're not even in the same league. I'm your friend. I mean, at least for the first 5 billion times, he was mildly amusing to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Until everybody decided they wanted to take a baseball bat and club him to, into submission.
Death?
That's correct. I'm certainly delighted with the resolution we had in the meeting yesterday about the phone situation. That was very good. What's the problem?
Oh, God, Neil.
Woke up this morning with shoes on my feet after another party with AIG. Having a party with your bailout fund. Having a party with your bailout fund. Thanks to our buddy Marty Sullivan, we're having lots of fun with your bailout with your bailout fund.
got some tremendous news, and of course nobody tells us about it because too many people uninvolved in what's going on.
What's that?
E. Corsini from last week.
Yes.
You were out sick that day, right?
Correct.
We had, I don't know, 32 left over.
Yes.
And then it went down to 27, and it sold out.
All right.
Took some time, took a little time for the audience to finally get around to it. Well, the problem was that we had people playing with it, diddling with it in the beginning.
Sure.
Which happens all the time. We got nothing. We got people out there who have nothing else in their lives but to play with this show. With the phone, with the meal deals, with whatever we got going on. Let's screw it all up. Go ahead. Because once the things... That's right. Go ahead. Go ahead. So what do you think of that? Go ahead.
I think it's good.
Go ahead. Here's one from the fake Michael Phelps. Wow. Subject, Bubba. Uncle Neil, what do you think of Bubba the Love Sponge? Don't know. Never heard him. And I'll tell you one thing. We sure haven't gotten a lot of emails about him since he made his debut in the market. It's already February the 3rd. He's been on for about a month. And how many emails have we had about Bubba the Love Sponge? Half a dozen
okay.
at best?
Sure.
At most?
Mostly saying
the same thing.
He's
spoken good about you on his radio show. Well, wow. And he just got syndicated in South Florida. No kidding. P.S. George sucks. How do you like that?
Yeah.
I think what we ought to do today is have a battle of the talk show hosts between George and Geldy on the emails. Get your the audience's perspicacious comments. Yeah. You versus Geldy. Since Geldy seems to have so many defenders lately, especially his boyfriend Leo Austin, who's obviously another one of the fakes. Fake.
Mm-hmm.
Neil@neilrogers.com. Get those emails cranking up. We got 3 hours and 40 minutes to kill. How's that schedule look? Well, we got the Big O.
Oh!
2-4. Mad Dog, 4-7. Dolphin tonight, 7-8. Wow. UM recruiting special with the Beast and Don Bailey Jr., 8-10. UM recruiting special. What is that?
Sounds pretty self-explanatory.
And then after that's over, DA's got a couple hours. Boy, they sure put him on after some of the worst swill. Good God. UM recruiting special with the Beast and Don Bailey Jr. I would rather die a wicked, painful death than be forced to listen to that, whatever it is. God, you talk about that wall of football. You should have physically attacked Joe Bell during that meeting yesterday.
No.
I'm disappointed in you. You should have just jumped across the table and grabbed him by the throat and just... Like Nurse Ratched. Remember Miss Ratched in Cuckoo's Nest, where her eyeballs looked like they were going to pop out of her head?
He was choking her. Yeah.
That's what you should have done. Choke that turkey. We don't understand why this and why. Yeah, you don't understand because you're butchering it. You're killing it. And you're asking us questions about what do we think? I'll tell you what I think. I think you people are murderers, assassins. I think you're on the payroll across the street is what I think. Gotta be. Joe from Toronto, who obviously isn't aware of the fact that the people here are very, very sick and very gullible. Hey, Uncle Leo, my friends and I were talking last night about the NHL, and I told them when I was in Fort Lauderdale last December, I heard commercials on the radio stating that for $17 you get a ticket, a gas card for $5, free parking, and a voucher for food. That's right, we do those spots on this show, Joe. Neil, for $17 you can't even park in Toronto for the lease. That is, if you can get a ticket. Oh, you can get all the tickets you want. There's scalpers outside the ACC all over the place. They're scalping it. And that's not something positive. That's something negative. The fact that these people continue subsidizing the garbage that the organization... Oh, and I see BM canned the coach, Craig Hartsburg, in Ottawa, to cover his own ass. BM, the spokesman. Well, it's really very sad, but it's the way it goes. What an idiot. So Joe from Toronto, like I said, I wouldn't be bragging about it. The fact is that these people are addicted to the make-believes, and no matter what kind of garbage product they put out there on the ice, they'll continue filling those seats and paying through the nose, paying ridiculous prices, and allowing themselves to get raped in it. Okay, that's not something to be proud of. That's something to be embarrassed and ashamed of, Joe. 941 votes on the poll. What decade did South Florida become a crappy place to live in? The 1980s, 352. The decade of the Mariel boat lift. I'm not saying that that had anything to do with it, but it did. 1990s, 232. There's nothing wrong with South Florida, 129. Sure, 13.7% of the people say that. 2000s, this decade, 103. 1970s, 65, when Neil Rogers came to town. That was the end of South Florida as we knew it. We used to love it. It was paradise. And then that fat old faggot showed up in town, and since then it's been downhill. Don't live there, 38. 1960s, 11. 1950s, 11. Remember the 50s before you were born?
Oh, yeah, they were great.
It must have been paradise.
Had them beatniks.
Yeah, beat this.
That?
Rick says, I just finished filling out all four of my books. He's going to mail them to Arbitron. And by the way, there's not going to be any more books. That's not a secret. That's, you know, everybody knows that. The PPM, the people meter, is replacing diaries very soon. A couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank all you people that have done these wired diaries for us for all these years. See, at least I admit it.
Right.
I admit it. It's the luck of the draw. And if you get some of your fans who get the diaries and they fill them out religiously and put you down ditto, 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 then you do well. And if not, you're screwed.
Right.
Now, with the people meter, what we're going to have to do is teach our people how to, if they get one of them people meters, to keep their radio on this station 24-7, even when they're sleeping.
That's right. Just set the people meter by the radio and go to work, you know.
That's right.
Go about your business.
Neil, I have just one question. Why is the book only for a week? I thought the ratings were a three-month period. Rick, well, yeah. But each person who gets them only gets to fill out for 1 week.
Correct.
1 week. To try to, like, make it look like they're doing it scientifically?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I know.
Oh, don't tell me Joe is back. Sorry, Neil. Check the front page of Toronto Sun for the story. Joe from Toronto. For what story?
About the tickets?
I don't know, and I don't care. Don't be knocking our Panthers, one of our fine sponsors, okay, Joe? How's it going, eh, Joe? Go Leafs, go. They suck. They suck. They blow. They're an embarrassment. 50 years of that crap I put up with. Dear Neil, oh, this is Jim in Gettysville, New York, who usually lately is crazy. Sends me pornographic crap.
Really?
Filth that I can't read on the air.
I see.
I know Michael Phelps was smoking those left-handers. That guy doesn't fool me a bit. You'd never catch Brady Quinn hitting the hippie lettuce. The hippie lettuce.
Mm.
Yeah. This man needs it. Well, again, he's in Gettysville, New York. It's near Buffalo. And that's it. Don't have any comments about you and Gildy. Well, I'm sure it won't be long before Leo will chime back in again. Oh, I love your show, Neil, but oh, you're so full of crap about Gildy, and Gildy's wonderful. He's a great broadcaster, and he's a wonderful human being, and he's got a big nose. Yeah, I think Leo probably heard those rumors about Gildy being the Milton Berle of sportscasting.
I've heard that story.
Yeah. That's the rumor that we hear. We don't have to worry about being a fire in the studio when Gildy's working, because he can always pull out that fire hose and put it, extinguish that fire. Extinguish the flame. In other words,
flaming!
Like that. Going to be a long... Well, let's have that meeting on the air now. Tell them to push it up to about 10:45. Yeah, come on. Get your ass in there and do it.
Biggest names.
And then go to Five Guys. And then go to Two Guys. Oh, here's one for George from Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Morning, guys. First for the Reverend and his boyfriend. What happened? They must be in sore from using all of that grease. George does a great job, both when you and him are interacting, you and him, and when he's doing the show alone. Always thought if WQM management had something in their heads besides jock sniffing, George would follow your show, particularly if he did a show with Suds. One comment about Gildy is he does okay with a few times I've heard the Panthers broadcast, as I don't listen to jock talk, to jock wannabes talking about stupid crap. So how often they put him on means nothing to me. Thanks, Jesus. Take some English lessons would be good.
Thank you, Jesus.
He likes you a lot. Gildy, he could take him, he can leave him. You know, like, yeah, like that. Jim on Miami Beach has a long, boring, ponderous letter to the to Washington, D.C., but I'll read it because we got nothing else.
Great.
I'm serious. We have nothing else. I mean, I got a couple things in my pile here, but not even close enough to go to 11 o'clock. So I hope that you got your... What? I hope you got your grasshopper legs ready.
Yeah.
Rub them together. Rub your hind legs together.
Make some cricket
sounds. Like a grasshopper. Grasshoppers are really interesting. I used to love to catch them and pull the wings off them, you know?
Yeah. We would do these things.
Yeah. Well, when you're a kid, you have no respect for life.
I would catch them and try to find a spider web and throw it in.
And then, of course, there are some adults who also have no respect for life.
Yeah.
But nevertheless. Jim says, Jim Beavers.
Really?
On Miami Beach. My open letter to D.C. First, let me say I'm 67 years old, willing and able to work. I own my own 3D imaging and 2D CAD drafting service here in South Florida. What's CAD?
Don't know.
You people have ruined my business. I have zero work. Last night, I canceled my payroll service with Bank of America, who increased their price for the service 60%, and they get a bailout? Where's my bailout? Where's my bailout? Damn it. By the way, I think that meeting at 4 this afternoon, the announcement's going to be that everybody who doesn't have a contract is going to be working for free.
Well.
Jim says, I support allowing the U.S. Postal Service to deliver mail only 5 days a week because the less government does, the better. Your so-called stimulus plan, Mr. President, is a sham and will not work. It's if a $10.6 trillion debt solved nothing, this pork barrel spending and state and local government bailout bill will not either. The government doing nothing will get us out of this mess a lot faster, as agreed to by every reputable economist. The foxes have been guarding the hen house way too long. We don't need a bailout plan. The American people need a butt-out plan. With regard to change, I'm waiting. The wars go on. Gitmo goes on. Government gets larger. Government spending's increasing. National debt is $10.6 trillion rising. The president's cabinet is full of crooks. Congress is full of crooks. So where's the change? By the way, now that we are clearly a communist country, how soon will I be allowed to visit my comrades in Cuba without restrictions? Sincerely, Jim Beavers. Comunista, comunista, comunista. Oh, boy. There's only one solution for all your problems, Jim. A bullet through the head would do it. Bullet in the temple would do it real good.
Or in church.
Or in church or in the mosque. The mosque. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got their own place of
caca.
That's
right. Yeah.
With all their trappings and crappings and silly-ass headgear. Really very sad.
It is.
And nobody really wants to tackle that too much. Although you said you saw that Bill Maher movie, and even though we both agree that Bill Maher is a twerp and very annoying.
Yeah. I saw it almost all the way to the end. There were some good points and some yucks, some laughs. Not from him. He didn't say anything funny, but the people that he's interviewing.
But he does laugh a lot at his own, whatever he says, he laughs a lot.
Well, this time he got other people to say funny things just by asking them, you know, what they believe. And, of course, they say ridiculous things. You don't have to, you know, write anything for them.
Well, I guess Jesus was the only one, and I still don't see anything more from Leo.
Oh, he'll be back.
Neil, not that I want it, because I don't.
Oh,
he's
he'll
just
be
a,
back
he's
under
just
the same
crazy person.
Or a different name.
Over
matter.
And over and over and just one more thing about guilty. Just one more thing. Yeah, right. Just one
imagine
more thing.
All these people that you spent years hanging up on. Just imagine if they could actually change their voice so that you could not recognize them every time they called. This is what the email is.
Neil, I spotted Joyce and Guilty staggering out of Big Daddy's in Hialeah. They just finished spending George's car money, saying, we need a bonus, too. Let George take the bus. Take the bus, George.
Okay.
Take the bus.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that car thing. If anybody's worried about what George is getting that car from the station, hold your breath.
I'm holding
Because
it
I
now.
Think they did everything yesterday but say, oh, you're dreaming, you know, like
forget
that.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. I mean, you're dealing with Chris Jones. I don't think he likes you. I suffer from that.
Forget about it.
Right. I thought he did. We got that drawl thing in common.
Forget about it.
You thought he did what?
Got that drool and drawl thing in common. I thought we got along just fine. I thought we were like kin.
Get Phil Sims in there.
Who?
Replace George with Phil Sims.
Who's Phil Sims?
He's an ex-jock that talks Southern Yahoo that I'm always screaming about.
Well, I'll talk like this all
line,
the time if it'll
the
help
line.
Chris
He's
Jones.
He's just fine
like
at the yard line. Oh, he is to die from, to puke from, Phil Sims. 961 votes on the poll. When we, if you think this poll is bad, wait till you get to the next one.
Really?
Whose export is the worst? I think that's from Sean. Oh, that poll is just
Whose
tragic.
Export?
Whose export? What it should say is which export is worse, not whose. But these guys are getting so desperate to come up with polls that they can't even ask the right question.
Not that it matters. Cause
it's like saying, which day is Tuesday, you know? Oh, today. Oh. What about tomorrow? Well,
no, I think
yesterday.
It's tomorrow.
I sure wish that meeting would come up pretty soon.
A lot of meetings, a lot of mystery at QAM. Lots and lots of mystery. So did Joe laugh when he said O'Neill doesn't have to be in that meeting? Did he laugh? Did he chuckle?
Yeah, he said, but he wanted to thank you for agreeing to do one appearance a week.
He didn't say that.
He did say that.
That you know, his attempts, his feeble attempts at comedy are so bad. I mean, so bad. And I think that tells you a lot about the whole operation. What have I always told you about people who think that they're funny, but they're not?
He's funny looking.
Oh, he's funny looking, all right. The Walrus. Joe the Walrus Bell. He's funny looking. And when I think about him, I do not laugh, I cry. Neil, do people in Canada put balls on their rear bumpers like here in Obamaland? Just wondering, Keith. Balls on their rear bumpers. Yeah, if they're going to be hauling a boat and stuff, yeah. What does that mean? Do you understand what that question means?
I'm presuming that he's talking about like the trailer hitch that people put the
right. That's
the
right. A trailer hitch or a boat, yeah.
To protect their trailer hitch from
people all over the world
rusty.
Do that if they're going to be hauling something. Keith, you need to get out of the house a little bit more often, Keith. That's your problem. Parochial, yokel. I wonder if he's akin to Yentl Green or Yokel Green. Jesus, God Almighty. People there do this. Do people there do that? Yeah, they actually, and every now and then they pick their nose, too. Not in public, though.
But they got
not
electricity up there in Canadian?
No, we don't got no electricity. Got that thing with the gerbils running around, you know?
It snow year-round up there.
It's snowing today. Not a whole lot. It stopped finally.
What language do they speak up there?
Canuck. They're very Canucky. So he actually did say that. He thanked me for...
Actually,
I got news for you. One a year is fine.
Would I make that up?
The one last year was fine. One during the summertime each year I think is good. Unless, of course, they want to pay my airfare to keep schlepping down there. I was about to say that, and then he interrupted with some crap. I was going to say, and then he went, go ahead.
That.
Go ahead.
I don't get tired
go
of
go ahead.
That.
Holy Mackinac! This is Joe Bowen, the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and you're listening to the Hockey Authority, Neil God.
And now more gavel-to-gavel Super Bowl coverage on 560 WQAM, where ratings never matter.
Sure! Dude, we're live from Tampa, having a crazy time here on Radio Row. There's a bunch of jocks like Mosey and Bye. And maybe we can get one to pick some product you don't need. Hey, it's Shanone. What up, Shanone? Can I have a snack? Got any products to sell, man? No thanks, man. I urinate just fine. Hey, let's go to the big... Oh, you got an exciting update for us, dude?
Well, yeah.
Well, come on, man. Let's hear about this crazy time in Tampa, man.
I had a little dinner last night. A couple of drinks. Hooker, and we went to bed.
So?
Yeah, so, it's been a little crazy here.
Oh, yeah, it's been a little crazy here, man.
Yeah, it's been crazy here.
All kinds of crazy things going on, man.
Yeah, like crazy.
Crazy, man, crazy. We'll be back with more failed format by force after these spots that me and Zach yell really loud. Righto?
See, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Righto. The louder you yell, the more you sell, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, boy. I know that I'm out of touch, but I can't believe that you are. Truck nuts.
Is it about the nuts? Yeah, I was just reminded myself. Oh, yeah. You know, I haven't seen them in a while. That's why out of sight, out of mind.
Well, I just got through seeing them because people send me a bunch of pictures of them. I mean, you talk about dumb. No, we don't have truck nuts here. Right. Sorry, eh?
And a little gay, if you ask me.
Oh, brother.
Kind of a man wants to show the world, faked nuts.
Sean in Tampa says Keith is referring to the bull balls redneck hang off the rear of their trucks in an attempt to be cute.
Uh-huh.
They're outlawing them in certain places. P.S.
Yes,
George sucks.
Uh-huh.
How do you like that?
Uh-huh.
Sean in Tampa. Love you. P.S. George sucks. Bull balls. Truck nuts.
Yep.
Derek says, I think he was asking if people up in Canada have truck nuts, the fake testicles, like the ones rednecks down here have hanging off their bumpers. No, we don't. Never seen them. Never heard of it until this morning.
as the education of the human race continues.
Well, there's one point in your favor up there.
Yeah. Maybe in Moose Jaw they got him. Maybe in Alberta and Saskatchewan, in redneck country, but not here. That doesn't mean they drive any better here because they drive for crap. But at least we don't got no truck nuts.
I'll send you some.
God, that sounds... Huh?
I'll send you some.
No, thanks. Yeah, that would look really good on my vet. Truck nuts. As if I'm not already
gay
enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
CAD stands for Computer-Aided Drafting and Design.
Ah.
The engineering architectural drawings that used to be done with a pencil on paper are now done with computers. Programs can cost upward to $5,000. Thanks for the entertainment, says Nick. Thanks, Nick. CAD. You CAD?
Yes, I am.
Is that a word that anybody uses anymore? Did that
I
go
do.
Out with, huh?
I do. I
you
use
do?
CAD. That guy's a rake and a bounder. And a CAD.
No, nobody
He's
says
that. He's a Lothario.
That
He's a ne'er-do-well and a Lothario.
Even the Brits wouldn't say that. Get out of here.
I watch
here.
All these old movies.
CAD my ass.
How do you do that? I'll go get the drafting equipment.
Here's one that says, Neil Gott, I'm tired of all these schmucks mailing it in, trash-talking George. I did some research on this. People who dislike him so much, and in a radio terminology dictionary, I found the answer. These people are called George J.J. Jaders. The definition for such a word as follows. George J.J. Jaders. Listeners who either wish A, George was a furry so they could make a move on his short but attractive Cuban-American ass, or B, they could be George themselves so they could have a close relationship with Neil Gott, get free food every now and then, and sleep around with jocks' wives while they're out playing sports. George and yourself make this show what it is despite all the efforts from Joyce, the Beasleys, and the people across the street to ruin it. And no matter what people try, you guys will continue to kick ass. Keep up the great work. Sign another George, another Jorge.
Thank you, Jorge.
Yeah. How do you like that? Here's Paul. I think the person who emailed you earlier about putting balls on trucks was not referring to the trailer
yes.
hitch variety for towing boats. No, I'm afraid he was referring to truck balls or car nuts, etc.
Right.
The latest badge of honor among rednecks and dumbasses everywhere. Yes, we are talking about a pair of plastic, hopefully testicles, that one attaches to their truck at the trailer hitch. Google search, I'm sure you'll have all the truck balls
right.
you can shake a stick at, says Paul. Thanks,
seen,
Paul.
Some are made out of metal, obviously. They're like silver, you know, chrome looking.
Silver balls?
Yeah. And then other ones are, as you might imagine, pink.
Yeah. Oh, the ones that were emailed to me were pink.
Yeah. And that's
I mean, that's just got to be so stupid. But then
sure.
again, you're dealing with stupid people.
I was telling Lee, you know, why don't you just have like a little chrome star right up above them to make them look complete?
CNBC keeps asking every guest, is this the bottom? And it's getting really old, says somebody. Question, where will he be a bottom in the market? 9, 10, 11, 12. There won't be a bottom. We're going to hell with Neil. We're past the bottom and George's car is outside. Get the tent, guns, and food ready. Oh, not this Matt again. Oh, God. Even though I'm not a big fan of his groaning at emails he finds unfunny or maybe not topical, George did have a yuck last week when you were talking about having to take a joist in an elevator that you're stuck in just when you're getting rescued, and George said you'd probably say, no, no, don't come in here yet. Also, has Geldy ever said anything funny? Yeah, I think this is pretty funny. Yeah. And also, that's amusing. Matt, who sent
yeah.
me another... The soup pole got him so whipped up. I wish I could remember what the hell it was. It was just, oh...
What?
Like, what's your favorite cake? Or just... I mean, see, and what bothers me is that the emailers are just like the callers.
Oh.
Remember back in the day when we used to do the poll
sure.
building?
Well, it's the same people.
Oh, I've got a couple for the poll. I've got 15 for the poll, you know. It's the same thing like yesterday with the soup.
If they're the same people. If they can't call, they'll
write. If you
write.
Have a list, if you have a list
that's
of things,
right.
name your favorite fill-in-the-blank. Soup,
mm-hmm.
car, toothpaste.
How many can you name?
That's right. Name a bunch of them while you're at it. Then all of a sudden the emails come pouring in. But
right.
when you ask somebody to say something,
right.
to have a comment, an opinion, an idea about something, oh, gee, we don't know. We don't know what to say, Neil. Now, that's obvious. Yeah, here's yet another picture of the pink nuts, truck nuts. Oh, and the bumper, the license plate says bumper nuts.
Yeah?
Bumper nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Bump your nuts, okay?
I do it all day.
Oh, my God. Wow. And what was Josh Cordes' role in that meeting yesterday, since I have a fake email from him now?
You got me. He had to hold a chair down or it would have gone flying away or something.
I see. Because he didn't contribute anything. Kind of like what he does for the show. He contributed nothing. Neil, I was reluctant to send this, but don't feel I can wait any longer. It's February 3rd, a full month into 2009. I haven't seen a check from you yet. I've been patient making it through the holidays without bringing it up, but at this point it's been so long since you sent me a check that you're taking advantage of me and my benevolence. I don't think I can continue to provide the high-quality service for your website without a check very soon. Well, hold your breath, sweetheart. As to the George Geldy debate, George is my friend, but I have to pick Geldy to be on the air. He clearly has more talent industry expertise than the spick. Thanks for listening, Josh Cordes. Right. Oh, my God. Sirius faces debt payment in test of its viability, although the stock is all the way up to 13 cent.
Ooh.
You low 13 cent, and what do you get, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah McBride writes in the Wall Street Journal, SiriusXM satellite radio is facing an important test of its viability this month, how it handles $174.6 million in debt coming due February 17. That sounds like 2 weeks from tomorrow. Questions over how the company can pay it along with $750 million more in debt due later in the year have been dogging the company's stock price for months. Trading around $3 a year ago, shares in recent weeks have been stuck in the 10 to 12 cent range. Well, guess what? It's all the way up to 13 now. But even if the company solves its looming debt deadlines, it will have merely bought time to prove to the investment community that its business of paid subscriptions, paid subscription radio has legs. And the high interest solutions it seems likely to find would transfer more of the company's value to debt holders and away from stockholders, likely dulling any post-refinancing zip to the share price. Given the economic environment, it's a long road back, says RBC Capital Markets analyst David Bank. And it's not as simple as refinancing the debt. Boy, this goes on and on and on and on and on. Sirius hasn't announced yet when it'll release fourth quarter and full year 2008 results, but securities rules require a filing detailing last year's results by March. Perhaps the biggest challenge facing Sirius is simply proving the ongoing viability of satellite-delivered paid radio. In an environment of falling auto sales, that could prove tough. Some investors say they want Sirius to show can hold on to its 19 million or so existing subscribers and convince them the business will resume growth once the economy turns around. We should live so long. Satellite radio is facing increasing competition from other in-car audio entertainment, including rival satellite-based services. But satellite radio is included in a growing number of new cars, potentially increasing its subscriber numbers and revenue. Subscriptions range from $6.99 to $16.99 a month, depending on the number of channels a subscriber wants. Well, it's not looking real good for Sirius.
Sirius?
Mike says, and I can't read Mike's last name, I wish George would get his own show. That way we could see his numbers. Can you get a negative number? Well, George has his own show in the summertime for the most part when I will do 2 days a week. He does just great in the summertime. He does just fine and been doing it for several years now.
Right. Better than the other shows.
Well, I wouldn't be bragging about that.
It ain't much to brag about, but nevertheless.
Tracy says, funny that guy asked if everyone in Canada had them, like people here in Obama land. Sounds like he was taking a shot at how stupid Americans are, having not only elected Obama, but also hung fake testicles from their trailer hitches. Well, genius emailer, the people who have those nuts in their cars are the worst kind of rednecks, and how many of them do you think really voted for Obama? McCain-Palin supporters are the truck nuts target demographic. So go put your camouflage mesh baseball cap on, stuff some more chaw in your mouth, grab your Bible, and crank up the Kiss Country. It's the end of days, after all. You tell them, Tracy. Stick it to them, honey. It's the end days. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff on here, finally. I think the truck nuts is what got this going today. Because if there's one thing this crowd really is into, man,
yeah,
it's nuts.
Well, oh, they are.
Even the beast. I'll find it. You don't have to get it. I'll find
right.
it.
Right. Sure.
Maybe not.
I love eating nuts.
Oh, no.
I love eating nuts.
Well, you beat me to it. Oh, and I'm playing it wrong. Sorry.
Sorry.
I did that yesterday several times. You didn't catch me on it.
No.
Well, it's force of habit.
I know. It's all right.
Let's get the new stuff on there.
Oh, Neil.
You're listening to Neil Rogers.
Well, here we go again.
This is the Neil Rogers Show.
Oh.
This is your brain.
Oh.
Any questions?
So I wanted to reconnect with old friends, but I was having a hard time finding them. I tried everything, the phone book, the internet. I even considered hiring a private investigator, but the cost was outrageous. Then I found out about your website.
Introducing Stalker.com, a website from the creators of MySpace and Facebook. Stalker.com will help you reconnect with old friends and old obsessions.
My ex and I were going to get married and have kids and raise a family in the suburbs, but he said I wasn't emotionally stable enough and that I needed help. Do I feel like I need help?
Creating a nameless profile is easy. Just log on to stalker.com, fill out the questionnaire with your personal information, and then you'll be able to send anonymous, threatening messages of harassment to anyone that's listed on MySpace or Facebook.
You've got mail.
Huh? Who the hell sent this?
Oh, what the f***? Why can't this just leave me alone?
I'm going to make you love me. Yes, that's it. I'm going to make you love me forever. Even if it kills you. And me. I love you.
Stalker.com.
I have no lines.
1101.
I have no lines.
At 560 WQM. Happy Tuesday to you. Boy, it's pretty quiet on those emails today. Really. Thank God that the love nuts came up. The lug nuts.
That's right.
No, seriously, I mean, that's good. They listed in a little barrage and then even a few pictures, which I could live without seeing, you know. I mean, God, I know about dumb rednecks, but I thought we'd reach the bottom.
No.
Just like here at QAM. Should have brought that up in the meeting yesterday. I think we've reached rock bottom. But
rock
bottom. So any more word on that meeting at 4 o'clock today?
No, other than that's going on.
Well, do you think your good buddy Flea would come in here and tell you? He's got the bonsai pipeline, believe me.
Oh, I know.
He's got the pipeline right direct to Joe Bell's ass. Believe me. 990 votes on the poll, 10 more, and then we'll put that other horrible one on there. Well, they're all, you know, I think what I should do is just delete the ones that are left on there. Let me run these by you.
Okay.
Maybe you've done this before, don't know, but there have to be a lot of pet peeves. And you want to hear from Larry and Kendall, Lanny and Kendall. People who stand in office doors to finish conversations, thus blocking ingress or egress for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
How about just blocking the doorway?
Right.
People who are surgically attached to a cell phone in a store, do they need one in the bathroom? And if so, why? I thought communication was by way of shoe tapping. Two parts. One, yakety people tell so many others the same. I'm deleting that one. It's just crap. Oh, and guess who this one is from? Oh, happy day.
Really?
Heather Goldbard, phony name.
Yeah.
Remember Gary Goldbarb in New Orleans or wherever the hell it was, GG?
Maybe it's his mom.
He changed his name to Heather. Maybe he's got a sex change operation. Even though you say you've done this pull and shrugged off a few prior suggestions to do it from me, GG in New Orleans, last week I heard you mention it again to George. This is good and interesting poll that should be done regularly and is definite of interest to you and your internet listeners, which is a big number. The poll is simple. What city are you listening from? We've already done that. Haven't we?
I don't know if we did it just that way.
The list most likely will top 20 cities,
sure,
Miami,
no,
New York City,
right.
Boston, L.A., San Francisco, Dallas, New Orleans, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Chicago, Vegas, Houston, Orlando, Tampa, Portland, Denver, Detroit, Memphis, Philly, Phoenix, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Buffalo, etc. Schenectady.
I'm sure we've done something similar.
Moose Jaw.
But,
if you've done this poll, I must have missed it, but I don't think you really have done it. It shows the vast audience you really have. Thanks, GG. Delete it.
Eric would know if we have.
Eric wouldn't care. Here's one from Alejandro. How many times a week do you eat out? 1 to 3, 3 to 5, and it goes on. Mm. How has the economy changed your money spending habits? Yes, no, and Alex. Thanks, Alex, but no thanks. I don't like these polls. Here's Charlie B., the last two left in his pile. You want to hear these?
Yeah, I think we
You know what just happened? It got so, I don't know what you would call it, foggy.
Outside?
Yeah, that
okay.
I can barely see anything. I can see the taillights of a car. Murky. I mean, it was snowing earlier and cloudy and murky, but now it's like a dense fog has descended. Maybe the Panther plane just got in. Maybe Geldy is here now. Talk about fog.
Ow!
Here's Charlie B. I like my peanuts blank. in peanut butter, roasted, honey roasted, in the shell, and candy bars raw, especially now with all that salmonella going around. It's good. In peanut butter cookies and peanut brittle. Sorry, I'm allergic. I hate peanuts and byproducts. Forget it, Charlie. And not to be outdone by that one, Charlie's got this one. I like my steak with blank. A1 steak sauce, Heinz 57, Worcestershire sauce, onions, herbs, and seasoning. Oh, my God. Oh.
You know, I like Charlie a lot.
But he has reached new lows. All these food, I mean, it's like the best sandwich.
These are,
wasn't
these
that
are
a
like
Charlie
joke
B1?
Polls. These are like polls that make fun of polls.
Right, that's right. It's like footy. I mean, we were making fun of him, and deservedly so, and now we're doing that kind of crap, thanks to people like Charlie B. My God. Wasn't it Charlie that did the one about your favorite sandwich filling?
I think it was.
It was. Trust me. What is your favorite sandwich filling?
God bless you, Charlie. But...
Oh, my God. I'd rather talk about truck nuts. And here's one from somebody, obviously a stalker groupie. How about a poll for our favorite Neil phrase? Side by each, which is not my phrase, that's Canadian.
Nevertheless, you use it.
When Jesus was a baby, hate you like poison, that'll go over like a pregnant poll voter on a hot summer day, et cetera, et cetera. My vote is side by each. The great race caller, Frank Salive at London and formerly at Woodbine, says that side by each. Why he says that, I don't know. He's Canadian. That's from Scott. I'm deleting that one right now, and... that's it. Oh, wait a minute. Arbitron commercialization schedule. Now, who sent me this? Oh, Mama B, one of my regulars. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, April, May 2009, and the results in June. I guess that's what that is, the results in June. Pre-currency data. They're going to do for a month or two like a test run.
Okay.
And it's not going to count. So we're going to have a couple of months. Now, so how does that affect? And not only that, but let me ask you this question.
Uh-huh. I know what you're going to ask.
How does this new rating system, which is every month, by the way, there's a new book every month based on the PPM, how does that affect bonus money?
I don't know.
Oh, I do. Bonus every month, baby. What are you laughing about?
Yeah, they're going to bonus every month, all right.
They're already doing that. Can't you feel it?
Uh-huh.
Where there's no sense, there's no feeling. Go ahead.
Dad. We need to isolate that.
Seriously, that's a question when you have that meeting this afternoon, no matter what the subject is, interject and say, now that we have these monthly numbers with the PPM, does that mean we have monthly bonuses? Should be. What do you think?
Sounds great.
So in other words, you don't think it's going to happen?
I don't think what's going to happen.
That we're going to get bonuses based on every month's rating. We have a book every month.
They might work it differently, but I don't
they might work it differently. It's already in black and white. I have it in my drawers, okay?
The bonus pool.
I have the contract in my drawers.
I don't see the bonus pool changing.
Well, what does that mean?
In other words, the amount of money that you get over the course of the year would have to stay the same. I don't see them ponying
up any more. What are you talking about? That's not how it's based. It's based on the ratings you get.
Okay. I like your idea better. Trust me. I'm just channeling them. You know what they're going
to say. Well, I'm telling you, channel this, okay?
That?
Channel NBC6, CBS4. And what was that crap that Flea was doing for my benefit yesterday, trying to be a comedian with that ABC10 and CBS4? Oh, my God. Flea. He's doing sit-down comedy in the middle of a meeting. Well, the meeting was pretty funny, I grant you that. Well, Neil, now that Joyce has totally screwed up your show and taken away all the funny bits and everything you can say, what do you think, Neil? I mean, and then for Clarence to be sitting there and massaging Joe's prostate, I mean, that was just disgusting. Talk about truck nuts. God. Like he really gives a crap about this show, Clarence? Who the hell is he kidding? Maybe they're going to be announcing Anita Marks is coming, and she's going to be servicing the management team.
Yeah, I don't think we need to assemble the staff for that.
Why not? You think something that important could be released just in a little memo?
They don't need to involve Power 96 for that.
For what?
For that meeting.
Is Power 96 also invited?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
I've read you the memo, man. It's right there.
You didn't tell me that.
I read you everything.
Power 96 is also involved in this?
all Beasley employees, Beasley cluster employees.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That can only mean one thing.
I don't think it's what you're hoping for.
No.
You're not that
guaranteed.
Lucky, Daddy-O.
Oh, I was once before.
Yeah, well.
Paul says, playing devil's advocate for a minute, surely some of these truck nuts will come dislodged from the vehicles from which they dangle. And obviously, in order to hang down, they must be weighted. So this begs the question, if you were driving behind someone and the truck nuts were to come loose and, say, smash your windshield, would you have a hard time explaining to the cop that your car was struck by a pair of flying nuts? Can you dust for nut prints? I bet you can. Perhaps a whole new subset of legal representation can flourish as a result. You have ticket clinics, drunk driving specialists, why not nuts? Have you or a loved one been struck by a pair of balls that were carelessly mounted? Call Richard Schwartz today. And then, of course, he's got short for Richard, but I'm certainly
cute.
Not going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Dick. 1,008 votes on the poll. Let's hear it.
Ow!
You know what that means, don't you? They want to get that off of there right away, and I'll be more than happy to oblige.
Switch it.
What?
Switch it.
Whose export is the worst? I mean, can't we even change the wording on that? Please, Eric. Which export is the worst, not whose? You want, oh, what a long list, too. You want to hear it? Russian cigarettes, British cooking, Chinese shoes, Indian cinema, Japanese production methods, French cars, American beer, Taiwanese steel. Oh, it goes on and on. American television, Bahamian hospitality. You can't complain about that because there isn't any, especially if you're a fag. Oh, speaking of that, there's Barney Fagg.
Special Services Committee. We will...
Oh, let her speak for crying out loud. Quit speaking over Barney. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Chinese furniture, American pot, Pakistani doctors, French pop music, Japanese television, and Florida lumber. Well, I have not. Mexican produce. I'm voting for that. Just, I don't know.
Sounds good. It's a killer.
Is it? So the other poll is done. And when we return, I'm sure that everybody is sitting on right on the edge of their seats, dangling their truck nuts.
Good God Almighty! What a humongous penis! Wow!
Tom Brady's out. I want some wind.
Yes.
You ain't seen no man quite like Brady Quinn. Football player dude, a solid wall of meat. The kind of guy that I want to do, that's good enough to eat. I wonder if he'll go on a date, but there's no chance at all. So does that make me a sports queer if I want to see him grab the ball?
Absolutely.
Oh baby, wow, look at that kid. You ain't seen no man quite like Brady Quinn. That helps me see his buns. I can drool all I wanna, but I ain't gonna ever get none. Notre Dame's up a piss in school. Okay, that's not so great. But I'm gushing over him madly.
At least until he's 28.
Tom Brady's out. I want some Quinn. You ain't seen no man quite like Brady Quinn. Oh, baby, wow. Look at that.
Oh! 11:18 at 560 WQAM. We got the big O coming up at 2, although there are people protesting out in the streets. Marching up and down with those big signs saying, no, just say no to the big
O.
So the Beast, who's a real regular Yenta, and like I've always said, one of the worst troublemakers in the history of that building.
That's all right.
Well, he emailed me a copy of the memo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I know what it's all about. It's about the move down the street.
That's a popular consensus.
Yes. So, and then the Beast comes up with a poll. Not that we could do it on the air or for the audience, because the audience has got no clue about anything. What's the big meeting about this afternoon? One, big announcement about us moving. That's the answer. Two, managerial change. Oh, please. Three, switching formats. Four, Joyce just trying to ruin our lives some more. Five, mass firings. Six, we're sold. Seven, across-the-board pay cuts. My guess is the Beast. So that 3% that you're right. Counting on for this year,
mm-hmm.
Forget it.
About it.
That's what the Beast says. Brian the Beast London, on-air talent. Oh, my God. Sports Radio 560 QM, Miami, Florida. Broadcaster, University of Miami Radio Network. Executive producer, University of Miami Radio Network. Oh, brother. An ego as big as his pupik. Well, at least he's occasionally amusing. Not most of the time. Most of the time annoying. But occasionally amusing. Like
he acknowledges us. He contributes.
He what?
He contributes every now and again. Acknowledges us. Interacts with us.
Smokey.
No, I'm not. Not right at the moment.
Snooky.
What?
Snooky says, Neil God, George's car is never going to get his car. Mm. That's what it says. I believe you should give your vet to George and buy yourself a Beetle convertible turbocharge and name the Neil Ferry Mobile. Just kidding. Love your show. Ah. Oh, no. And a poll idea. When I take a big pile of steamy joists, I wipe my butt by... Oh, all this business about how do you wipe your butt. It takes me back to those ridiculous Joe Costello days. Oh, when you wipe your butt from the back to the front, you know, yeah. Anything that people have done for 8 billion years and didn't need any instruction how to do it, Joe Costello had a better idea. And, of course, George would go right along with him.
Sure. We argued all the time, Joe and I. What are you talking about?
Did you?
About practically everything.
About wiping your
Maybe
butt?
Maybe even more than you and I, yeah.
I don't think so. I think you agreed with him. And being the jerk that I am, I actually tried doing it that way. And I don't know, wipe your... from back to front.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Whatever you
I
say.
I mean, ever since I was a little child, since I was potty trained, yeah. I'd wipe my ass and I had no, you know...
All great.
I don't need any help. I don't need any instruction. I don't need, like, a book to read.
Ain't offering you any.
No, but there are people who like this pole idea, like Costello, you know, same thing. Oh, no, we're going to reinvent how you do that. Like, how do you drink water? How do you drink a beverage? With my mouth. Oh, no, but do you, like, do this? Do you do that? With a straw?
Yeah, do you put your pinky up when you do?
Yeah, that's right. Like in La Cage aux Folles, when he was drinking the tea. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And that little pinky just automatically went up in the air. That means you're really...
Blaming!
Which export is the worst? Thank you, Eric, for changing the wording. I mean, whose export? Oh... I get weak from these polls. I get weak. I want to fall on the floor. Kick my knees around. Make guttural sounds. Which export is the worst? Indian tech support, 10. Chinese furniture, 3. Mexican produce, 3. Everything else, small potatoes. There's only a list of about 6,000 on here out of the first 30 vote. I mean, I don't see keeping this poll on a whole day. Do you?
No.
And Lawrence, who's chronic, but a good guy, says some of these poll suggestions are somewhat lame. Somewhat lame. That's Lawrence, the master of understatement. Some of these poll suggestions are somewhat lame.
He's just being polite.
Right. You know, I think I'm still playing the wrong exit thing. I'm going to have to just delete that other one.
Yes.
You can always feed it back. If we ever decide to go back to it again.
That
let's play it one more time. We're not doing the break now, but just one last
time. Time
biggest name.
Yeah, that one. I don't like that one anyway. That's one thing, Clarence. The production on this station is staler than 5-year-old Halava, man. It's ancient. God. And never got a chance to bring that up at yesterday's phone conference meeting, the thing about the rejoins and the stunt ones. And
We never did.
No. No, it was too, ponderous, taken up by Chris Jones. That, well, you know, people could talk to Neil. Yeah. This man reinvented problems. He invented problems that never existed before. Our sales mangler. Anyway, says, why don't you do what's your favorite color? How about what's your favorite number? And can you list every number into infinity? How about what's your shoe size? Or which finger do you use to pick your nose? Or how about tell us what you know about anything at all? I like that one. Tell us what you know about anything at all. And the first choice would be nothing. Sometimes, Lawrence says, the polls just ain't worth it. I like them, but I think your ideas tend to be better than most of the others suggested by the listeners. Oh, how do you like your peanuts? Charlie B., my God. What do you like on your steak? What kind of steaks? And he didn't even include, like, what's the great steak sauce?
Peter Luger's.
Peter Luger. Didn't even include that. Boy, you talk about a Goyasher cup, Charlie B. You ain't got it. Here's one from Rudy, and I don't even understand it. A study released Saturday by National Public Opinion Research firm Competitive Edge Research and Communication shows that more than 80% of Americans have no plans to visit Tampa despite the presence of the Super Bowl. Well, what does that mean? Like, if 20% of America was going to be there, that would be like 60 million people would have been there on Sunday? I don't think so. The company, based in San Diego, conducted telephone surveys January 27th to 30th with 500 randomly selected Americans. The study aims to measure the effect of a Super Bowl on its host city. More than 69% said they were very unlikely to travel to Tampa in the next year, and 12.2% said they were somewhat unlikely to do so. Only 18% expressed any likelihood of coming to Tampa within a year. And Busch Gardens is pretty neat. I like that. And there's a couple of really good restaurants. Other than that, who the hell if they got time and money to travel, who the hell's going to go to Tampa?
I don't know.
You have any desire to go to Tampa anytime soon?
No, thank you.
Nearly 60% of respondents said they had no impression of Tampa. About 31% said they viewed the city positively, and only 6.2% revealed a negative impression of Tampa. Results for a second poll measuring response following the game has not been released. Founded in 1987, CERC has conducted similar studies for every Super Bowl since 2003. Four of the five studies demonstrated little or no effect on the image of the host city. I mean, this is the dumbest thing I ever heard of in my life. I mean, because there's a Super Bowl game there, we're assuming that a large number of people are going to travel there, more than a few thousand. Millions of people are going to congregate in Tampa and meet and greet and eat. Never heard any more spy reports on Burns Steakhouse, people that were going there for the Super Bowl weekend.
Right.
I mean, what's not to like? Now, you've been there, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, my God.
We only went out the once, and it was to that Italian place.
Donatello's.
That's the one.
And we never took you to Burns?
No.
Weren't you there the whole week?
No. I spent one night there.
In Tampa?
Correct.
And then what?
And then I came home.
Just like Chicago?
Just like.
Boy, they sure didn't want you around very much.
I wasn't plugged in, you know. I was never a member of any fraternity anywhere that I, you know, wherever.
Wow. So you didn't get a chance to see Randy doing all that lesbian stuff at the Dollhouse.
I missed it all. Which is
Well, luckily
fine.
I didn't either.
That's fine.
Oh, not another pool idea. Oh, which of these places would you never be caught dead at? Oh, it's not that bad, actually. Thanks, Paul. If it isn't a list, it's a pool idea. That's what we've been reduced to, just like the phone, the same thing. Building the pool or a pool idea. Am I right?
That's it. How many can you name? Whatever it is.
How many blank can you name?
Answer the question.
What name do you like the best?
O'Neal. Answer a question, not the one we're asking.
Well, here we go again.
Wonderful WQAM, where the action is.
Oh, hi, Geldy.
Did you sign up for the QAM talent show?
Yeah, I'm sprinting.
Sprinting?
Certainly. Watch how fast I can cross the street. Now I'm over here. And now I'm over here. Want to see it again?
No.
So what are you going to do?
I play the zipper.
The zipper?
Yeah. See? Here. Well,
yeah.
It's Mozart.
You know what that sounded a little bit like? Oh, yeah.
Can I so?
What?
What happened? That's a zipper, right?
Yeah. Well, can't you tell?
I can. That sounds like leather pants on a leather chair.
It sounds like what?
Leather pants on a leather chair, you know, when you're adjusting your position. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and somebody thinks that you did something, and you didn't. You just shuffled your ass a little bit.
Oh, no, really? That sound just made itself.
You shifted your cheek. Well, whatever. I just thought it might be kind of amusing to drop a few of those in. 1133 at 560 WQAM. Boy, it is slim and grim, and you want to know why?
Why?
It just dawned on me. You know where the whole audience is right now?
No.
Denny's.
That's right. I forgot all about that. I didn't get mine.
Well, the audience didn't. Brandon says, have to deal with something for the orifice first, but I'll be keeping true to my mission. I'm going to Five Guys for lunch. Spy report is on the way. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. See, there's a guy that comes through for us, not like George, who promises to go to Five Guys
and
check it out. Five Guys burgers and fries.
Yeah.
And snot. Well, we'll find out. We'll see what the report is. I mean, when you get a big build-up like that, oh, this is the greatest. I mean, how good can it be, you know?
Right.
I'm not saying I haven't had some really great burgers in my time, but how great can it be? I still like that black anus burger with bacon and cheddar from Mickey D's.
Yep.
Boca Pete says, I was up late the other night. A classic movie I haven't seen in a long time came on. Network. Now we're talking. You're talking my language, Pete.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! It's as great now as it was then. But what struck me the most was just how relevant the message is for today's political climate. They might as well be talking about our current recession, high gas prices, corporate globalization, etc. Yeah, and about how the Saudis bought up the whole damn world.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! How prophetic this film is. Everything they say has come true, including the absolute meltdown of our media and their shift from real news to infotainment. To caca.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! Network might as well have been a looking glass into the future, and to think that this masterpiece was made over 30 years ago. Paddy Chayefsky was a freaking genius.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! And that's why, like, when some putz like Josh Cordes comes on the show and says, oh, I watched it, but I fell asleep. It was boring. Idiot. And by the way, let me tell you again, if he thinks he's getting another check from me, you pay him.
I'll pay him a compliment.
Yeah, pay him a compliment. Like, oh, yeah, you're not as dumb as usual today. Like that.
Hey, nice shoes.
Yeah. Nice butt.
No.
It was an eye-opener when I first viewed it, meaning Network, but now it has a Nostradamus quality to it. Oh, Nostradamus. Thanks again for recommending this movie to me so many years ago. Like so many recommendations you've given me over the years, it's made an unmistakable difference in my life. Keep up the good work, says Boca Pete.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! Listen to me. Television is not the truth. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off right in the middle of the
There he goes. Peter Finch. What a shame.
Yep.
What a shame. He's still dead, by the way. Aren't you bummed out about that? You know, this thing with the poll, maybe at the end of the show I'll read the result, or maybe not. I'm not going to go down this whole laundry list of crap. Which export is the worst? Now, which knucklehead sent us this, Sean? Export is the worst? Oh, God. Lawrence is right. These poll ideas, I wouldn't wish them on Heinrich Himmler. I wouldn't wish them on Sid the Kid. That's how bad these are. I wouldn't wish them on Footy or Jimmy Syphilitic. And by the way, you notice how all the radio mavens have vanished. Have you noticed that? Even Barry Jackass. All of our fake people have disappeared.
Oh, those fake people. They're writing as different fake people today.
No, they're not.
Yesterday.
You no,
sure?
They aren't.
Okay.
No.
I'm sure they're there. They're out there.
You're confusing the chronics.
I always do. Now that you've mentioned them, I'm sure they'll,
No, I don't think so.
I bet you
fake Barry Jackass, fake Joey Reynolds, fake Greg Budell, fake Sonny Fox.
Those people are diehards.
Well, I wish they would. Soon. Great show as usual. I must say that Five Guys does make a great burger, but very greasy. I still say the best burgers in South Florida are Char Hut. Well, I'll go along with that because Char Hut's a fine sponsor on this station. And last I heard, Five Guys didn't spend a dime with us.
I've never had a bad burger at Char Hut.
I love Char Hut. I told you, when I used to go to the doctor, the pill doctor.
Right.
After I had my blood drawn and all that, then on the way back home, I would stop at the Char Hut there on Knob Hill Road, Snob Hill.
It's not just great, but I really like being right there while they're cooking it.
And the Italian sausage with cheese and a slice of onion, man. You can't top that with anything.
That sounds good.
You can't beat it with a stick.
I want to.
Here's one from Oy Shmoy. Neil, if the tourists who waste their cash in Florida could visit the untamed interior of our state, they would run like Jesse Owens back to their cars and haul ass out of there. Most of the coastal cities are okay, but once you go a few miles inland, it gets pretty scary. Nothing but yahoos and rednecks skulking around looking for beer and cigarettes. My advice to the uninformed is to go anywhere but Florida, says Oy Shmoy. Well, I don't know. There's places in Florida that might be worth seeing. I don't know where they are, but Panama City is pretty to look at, you know. A lot of rednecks there. A lot of them Christian, busloads of Christian students stop by there and screw their brains out on the beach for Christ. Just an amazing place. Oh, another poll. When that plane crashed into a snowy Iowa cornfield 50 years ago. 50 years ago this morning. Did you know that?
No.
Which one of the people killed on the day the music died was America's biggest loss? The Chronic and Coco. Well, there's only four people died. Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, and the pilot. Well, who the hell cares about the pilot, right? What kind of... What was
his hit? How many
hits
did he have, yeah.
Right.
Besides the last one there.
Richie Valens couldn't sing his way out of a paper sack.
Right. Can't stand him.
Oh, my God. Like that. And Buddy Holly, I mean, overrated. The Big Bopper, a medley of his hit. What was his big hit? Chantilly Lace. And isn't that it?
I think that's it.
And that's it. He's on that infomercial, by the way, with the, what's his name, Bowser?
Bowser.
Let me see if I can find some of that. Oh, no. Come on now. You can do it.
Hello, baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hush-a-bye, oh, my darling, don't you
cry. It's on your collar, throw the tail on you. You know, one thing about Connie Francis, wasn't she like in the nut house for a while there?
I think that's, yes.
She had like some issues. And you could tell by looking at her, man, there was something just, I don't know, she couldn't deal with it. Oh, God, were these guys up. The healing tune. Well, not from this group.
Hey, girls, get around. Because the border, I'm putting down.
Come on, let's hear the Bowser man.
I'm still hand in
hand. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm doing the hand jive with Bowser.
It was always my favorite dance because you could do it sitting down.
Yous could do it. Isn't that what America's all about, Bowser? Yous could do it. No, I don't like that poll about Buddy Holly. I mean, there's four people on there. Which one was the biggest loss? Oh, that's like, which letter of the alphabet do you like the best?
Oh, Neil. You're listening to Neil Rogers.
Well, here we go again.
Grab my junior, honey.
A soap opera like nothing you've seen before.
Excuse me, esteemed father.
What is it, my child?
I have something I must tell you.
What is it, my daughter?
Oh, father, I am afraid to tell you.
Afraid to tell me, your own father?
I fear I will bring shame upon our family.
Nonsense. I am your father. I love you very much. You must tell me what is wrong.
You promise you will still love me?
Of course, my sweet child. A father's love is not erased by a simple misdeed.
Very well. I am pregnant.
Oh, I see.
Do you still love me, father?
Of course I do. But since you're pregnant and not married...
Yes, father?
I'm afraid I must drag you down to the town square and, with the help of my friends and neighbors, stone you to death. Yes, my daughter, it is written that this is the punishment for what you have done.
Could you check again, father? That I should only be grounded.
No, grounding does not work. I must have you stoned.
It's the first soap opera that focuses on a fundamentalist Middle Eastern family.
May I speak with you, my esteemed husband?
What is it, my wife?
Oh, I have something to tell you.
I am listening.
I am having an affair.
Oh, I see.
Where are you going?
Oh, out to the backyard to collect some stones.
Oh, do you mean...
Yes, I must drag you to the town square, where you will, of course, be stoned to death.
You'll be mesmerized as you follow the lives of the Mohammed family and how they deal with the many problems that plague them.
Oh, may I speak with you, my esteemed father?
Yes, my son.
Oh, father, last night I used illegal drugs.
Well, what do you know? You are one lucky boy.
Oh, why is that, father?
you are going to get stoned two nights in a row.
You won't let him in. The Guiding Shiite. The Guiding Shiite is shot on location in Baghdad, Iraq.
13 till noon at 560 WQM. Because yous could do it sitting down. Oh, brother. If he isn't the guy with the eyes, I don't know who is. And then the guy at Woodbine who looks just like the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a great poll idea from Fred in Boca. What's your favorite WMD? Fusion bomb, fission bomb, neutron bomb, chemical weapon, biological agent, jumbo jet, etc. I still like that. What's your favorite letter?
Yeah.
26 choices. It's certainly better than that.
Hey, do we have to limit ourselves to the English language alphabet? Because I want to put
that's right. What's
Omega
your favorite foreign language letter?
Right. I want an Omega.
What's your favorite Hebrew letter?
How about Z?
What's your favorite word in Yiddish? Oh, no. Too much deli. That's what'll do it every time. You get a crocky. Oh, look out. That's why the goyim can't say Hanukkah. They're not eating enough deli.
I got practice.
I'm going to tell you something. They're all at Denny's.
You might be right. I think you're right.
Here's one that came in before 11 o'clock. Jeff in Orlando says, I just started, and he says, P.S. George rules.
Thank you, Jeff.
I just started listening to the show today, so if you already talked about this, I'm sorry. So Denny's is giving away free Grand Slams until 2 p.m., so my coworkers and I figured we'd head to our nearest Denny's to see if there's even a chance of being seated right away. The line was out the door and around the building. WTF, we turned right the hell around. Seriously, waiting probably what looks like for hours for a $5 breakfast. It's the location near UCF in Orlando, a 50,000-student university, so I guess it's understandable. Still, unless it's a line for free BJ's, I'm not waiting more than 10 minutes. So many freeloaders and so little time. Keep up the good work, Neil. You keep me entertained through the toughest part of the day, and George rules. Jeff in Orlando, he likes this.
Thanks, Jeff.
Just fine. Now, how long, here's a good poll question. How many minutes would you stand in line for free anything at Denny's? I'll give you my answer.
Oh!
None.
Even one of those pies?
Oh, those Mother Humper pies. I don't think they have those anymore, do they?
I don't know.
Believe
it's been
so.
A while since I've been in one.
Since you've been in Denny's?
Yeah.
There's a Denny's by my house there
there's
on Sunrise.
Right by my
oh,
house.
Boy. What?
There's a Denny's right by my house.
Well, I'll be damned. I'll see you there.
All right. Let's go now.
Go ahead.
Dad. Are you going to play one of those today or what?
What?
Are you going to play one of those today or what?
If you insist.
I do. I'm begging you.
All right. One moment, please. Well, first of all, this one disc that Bocas, I mean, I know it's not his fault, but the one from Hascom, it's got all the Super Bowl crap on it. What the hell do I want that for? Super Bowl crap, which is dated and that we're not going to play. Although I guess I could still play it and people would say, oh, boy, that sure was funny. Ho, 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 ho. Or not. Or they would more likely say, boy, that was all outdated. The Super Bowl was on Sunday, Neil. What's wrong with you? Likely.
Welcome to Hardball on MSNBC. I'm Chris Matthews. I gotta be honest with you. I feel like a little fluffy white kitten who's just been given a warm bowl of milk. I feel like a completely different person since we have our new president, Barack Obama. It's just like on that show Ghost Whisperer with Jennifer Love Hewitt, who plays psychic medium Melinda Gordon. When she looks at Sam, she sees a dead husband Jim's face, because when he died, he jumped into Sam's body. I draw the parallel because when people look at me, they see me, Chris Matthews from Hardball on MSNBC. But when I look in the mirror, I see a little girl in a pink romper, my hair in pigtails, licking a lollipop with like a 2-foot circumference. I feel like Rose from Two and a Half Men, you know, Charlie Stalker girlfriend. I'm totally in love with a man who doesn't know I'm alive. But it matters not. People say to me, hey, Chris, what about the fact that the Dow plunged to its lowest level in Inauguration Day history? So what? People say to me, hey, Chris, how can we possibly create 4 million new jobs under the Obama administration? I say he can. He's a candy man. He can take a rainbow, wrap it in his side, soak it in the sun and make a gravy lemon pie. I feel like a cherry Pop-Tart that's been baked golden brown to perfection in the toaster oven, and it's just sitting on the counter waiting to be consumed. I feel like Angelina Jolie's underpants. It's a new day. Same old crappy economy, wars, horrible real estate market, endless despair and divisiveness, but now we have a president who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream, separate the sorrow, and collect up all the cream. Obama can. Obama can. He's the candy man. I'm Chris Matthews playing hotball on MSNBC.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
And then sprinkle it with dew. Obama can. It covers even chocolate and a miracle or two. You know why? He's the candy man.
you go, no extra charge. I love the way that ends, too. Like, all of it just, real abrupt.
Yeah? Like they just ran out of tape.
Right. 11:52, 8 minutes till noon at 560 WQM. Neil@neilrogers.com for all your perspicacious emails. And no more polls, please. Please. Cracker, please. Oh, my God. If you could see the stuff that's on there, you would vomit. And speaking of vomit, wait till you hear this email. Second request for a high-resolution image for Newsmax article. From Paula Pradeen's information specialist, Newsmax Media, Inc. Wow. Dear Neil, we need a photo of you high-resolution for inclusion in the story Newsmax is doing for our printed magazine for April. No thanks. We are profiling the top 25 local radio talk show hosts. In the past, although we considered are considered conservative, we ran...
considered conservative.
The top 25 syndicated big radio talk show hosts. Our list included many liberal personalities such as Howard Stern, Opie and Anthony, Randy Rhodes, etc., as well as conservative talkers. We've conservative my ass to the right of Hitler, okay, mm-hmm. to the right of Genghis Khan, Newsmax.com. I don't want to be involved with your rag, okay, Paula? Please send us a high-resolution image of yourself for inclusion, 300 DPI or better. Thank you for your help and congratulations. That's my response to you, Paula. Newsmax.com. Oh, my God. Can you believe that?
I believe it.
I'm going to send them a picture of my ass. God. That just... And the fact that I didn't respond to the first one. Isn't there a message there?
Emails.
Don't you want to get the message, Paula? I didn't respond to the first one. I deleted it.
Remember how the O'Reilly Factor was always calling and leaving voicemails wanting you to be a guest on the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I could promote his local radio show that got a point after he finally... they just dropped him altogether. No billow on radio. He made a hell of an impact in this market, not quite as much as Man Cow. And I still haven't got one more email about... what's his name? Bubba the Love Sponge?
No.
The only... Oh, he says nice things about you as if I'm going to sit here and kiss his ass. I never heard him. And so far, the handful of emails I have gotten about him is that he's redneck radio. Vintage Tampa radio like Ron and Ron.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, yes, there is. Not for me.
Nicht von mir?
Nicht von mir. Get it right, okay? Nicht von mir.
I never took no German class.
Well, get with it. Newsmax.com, my ass. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Denny's. I'm trying to think if there's Denny's here. I don't know.
In Canada?
I guess there probably are. I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know.
I'm going to Google it during the break. Denny's Canada. You could Google it right now.
I know in the Northwest we have four B's. At least we used to.
Was you have what?
Four B's. They are a Denny's equivalent, but more regional.
Four B's?
Yes, the number four and then B apostrophe S.
I see. Well, that's a good pull idea right there. What do you like better, Denny's or four B's?
The distinction was subtle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about Perkins? I like Perkin Pancake House. Yeah. That's a little bit more upscale, I would think, than Denny's, right? So Denny's is giving away free Grand Slams till 2 o'clock today. Get out there and get online. I guess if you're online by 2, they still have to
Denny's
serve you some of that
slot. Denny's is in Canada.
It is?
Yes.
Trying to think where there is one. Not that I want to go there, you understand, but nevertheless.
Hi, this is Steve Goldstein, but you can call me Geldy. Whenever I'm in town, I listen to... Wait a minute, I am in town. It's the 12th of 1 hour. That...
No fart sounds were used or harmed in the making of this promotion. Here's the 360 for 560's 360 on where to go, what to do, who to see, and whatever it is you want to do somewhere around here from your community-minded station, 560 WQAM, your format failure leader.
Join WQAM at Jennifer's Escort Lounge from 12 to 2 a.m. and choose from a buffet of beauties that will strut into the reception lobby for you. WQAM will be there with lots of cool prizes. Then join WQAM at Rachel's Roast Beef Emporium from 2 to 3 a.m. Rachel's features sexy Latinas who have given birth to no less than 5 children. WQAM will be there with lots of cool prizes.
prizes. The sales staff at WQAM will not rest until they can count free nookie at every whorehouse in town. So join WQAM at Jim's Top and Bottom Gentlemen's Club from 3 to 5 p.m. Client favorite Peaches will not be available until she takes care of that mysterious pit bull. WQAM will be there with lots of cool prizes.
Not. 1201 at 560 WQM, and the Chicken Neck was kind enough to include for us on this disc the zipper drop.
Excellent.
How do you like that?
I love it.
I'm playing it the whole rest of the show. So what do you think about that meeting? Any more rumors around the building?
Are they coming in there? No, I haven't been outside of this room, and nobody's come in here. So
nobody's come in there and whispered in your ear?
No.
And said, oh, there's a big shakeup going on. Blah, 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 blah. Like that?
No.
I think it's about to move down the street.
Probably. Or pay cuts. Or both.
And pay cuts. Well, you know, it's going to cost money to make that move.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys are going to have to chip in, man. Chip in. Don't be begging for cars and stuff and more money. Guess who I have an email from? You'll never guess in a million years.
Mr. Radio.
The fake. Now, let me give you a clue. The pocket fisherman.
Ron Popeil.
The fake Ron Popeil. Hi, Neil. What's shaking? I hope the years have been kind to you. I hear your show continues to do well, so I take it you're as entertaining as ever. If you should have a chance, go ahead and visit my website, ronco.com, and see all my new and fantastic products and some old favorites. How's that rotisserie of yours cooking? I don't have one. You may wonder why I'm contacting you after so long a response. Well, it's simple. So long a repose. I was told a short while ago you were pondering why and where did those truck nuts come from. Why, me, of course. They're a Ronco product. No. I got the idea when I was vacationing in Finland and had the fortune or misfortune, depending how you look at it, to be driving on a path behind a local meat merchant going to market to sell his wares. Lo and behold, there were goat and lamb testicles hanging from the back of his cart, swinging freely. I later found out they were considered a delicacy and are actually tasty. Anyway, the image left an indelible print in my mind's eye. Weeks later, back in America, I was driving in a suburb and pulled up to a red light alongside one of those juiced-up pickup trucks. It was a mild day, so we had our windows open. I glanced over at the driver. He nodded his head, revved his engine, and said aloud, "She's got balls!" When I drove away, I transposed the picture from the back of the meat cart, and voila, truck nuts! Shall I send you a set for your vet? Take care, Ron Popeil. P.S. I see you made the move to Canada. Toronto's a great city. You know, living in the cold north, you need to stay warm. So I'd like to take... Wait till you hear this. So I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce you to one of my brand new items, the flatulence-powered body glove. You put the flannel bodysuit on, insert the smooth pipe apparatus into your anus, lube optional, and fart away. The suit has an esophagus that filters the hydrogen sulfide, which produces a noxious smell, and uses the heat of the methane to churn up a warm and comfortable clothing experience. Let me know if you want to try it. Hell, why not? I heard you were hawking the P Golf Club made by a friend of mine. The damn thing works. From, I assume, the fake Ron Popeil. Maybe George thinks it's the real Ron Popeil.
No, I wish, though.
Do
so
you?
We could suck around for some more free crap.
Oh, like that pasta maker. Remember that thing
yeah.
It broke the first time I used it? Yeah. And I really like the nifty sound it made. Oh, the Ron Popeil pasta machine, man. It was a bad machine, man. Bad machine. Wow. Maybe it's the real Ron Popeil. Maybe he wants to stick that long
cube
into my
rectum.
Heat me up. What do you think?
Sounds
well, look
great.
At this. A couple of Trevor says the pools are starting to get a bit stale. Time to spice things up for us pervs with some sex pools. Or is that can't that be because Joyce has you by the truck balls? That's right. How about what's your favorite fetish? Done that. What's your favorite sexual position? How many different sex partners have you had? Done that. What animal would you do if it was just you and that animal on a deserted island? Oh, God. What animal would you do? Larry says, on my way to my office, I passed the Denny's by your house, so I said, okay, free meal. Well, forget about it. The line was way into the parking lot. This was about 10 a.m. Come on, Larry, ye of little heart. I wonder if we have anybody out there who actually got to Denny's between, 6 a.m. and now, and it's going on until 2 o'clock for their free grand slam. Now, what actually is a Grand Slam? Not that I would ever eat it.
It's got, like, everything.
Bacon, eggs.
Eggs, sausage, hash browns, toast.
Jelly.
Yeah.
Jam.
Partridge
jam
in the pear tree.
Yeah. Anything else?
Robin?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you got it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I can't go.
You know, the reason that that's so funny is because it is so absolutely true. He does the worst interviews in history because he doesn't let anybody say anything. And he'll ask a question, and it would certainly appear to the average schmuck that he's done with the question. And so the guest starts to answer the question. You can only, because it's television, you can see the guest on the screen starting to move his lips and say something. Go ahead. But let me ask you, go ahead. Very sad. And he's got a bad speech impediment. But other than that, a great broadcaster. Ow! I'm sure that Leo would like him. He's no Geldy. But he doesn't squeak nearly as bad as Geldy. But nevertheless, I bet you Leo would like to have a date with Chris Matthews. He'd like to be the sandwich between Geldy and Chris Matthews. Mike says, tell that guy asking for his bailout. Remember the guy from Miami Beach?
Yeah.
That he has it. It's called Chapter 7 or 13. I hear tons of people are letting their mortgage and credit card bills go, figuring the worst can happen is that their credit rating goes in the toilet, and even then it comes back after many years. They figure they don't need a credit rating if they've made their major purchases for their lives, home and car, and you can certainly get by without credit cards. I've even talked to some financial people who say they're not necessarily wrong. I think these situations are one of the worst threats to the economy. What if everybody did it? It's a bad situation, baby, says Mike. You let your mortgage go and your credit card bills go. Of course, if you let your mortgage payment go, they're going to come and repo your house,
right,
Mike? Right?
Yep.
And if your credit rating goes in the toilet, you're not going to be able to get a loan to buy another one.
Right.
But nevertheless.
I guess just be a squatter in one of those empty houses.
Well, after the meeting today, now, you better be sure and text me with whatever that, because I'll probably be sitting at a mediocre machine when that meeting takes place.
I'll be on it.
So surreptitiously tap something on your phone. Here's one that says from Corey. I'm in Fort Pierce. It's like being surrounded by a constant state of misery and failure. As I got my free breakfast this morning, and thankfully, one waitress escorted me to the front counter, jumping the rest of the line since I was by myself. I suppose it's worth it if you're by yourself and want an in-and-out plate, but otherwise, Denny's is ignorable. What a good word that is. It's ignorable.
Mm-hmm.
Great description, Corey. Keep up the great work, Uncle Neil. Thanks to George for exposing us to so much new and unique music when he does the shows. P.S. I'm leaving this boring-ass truck stop town of Fort Pierce by June, if not sooner. Well, good luck to you, Corey. Get that out of there. Fort Pierce, what a place. Ugh.
I don't think I've ever but driven through it. I don't think I've ever stopped for
redneck,
gas.
Redneck, baby. Real rednecky. Fort Pierce and Vero Beach. Real, real rednecky, man.
You don't
no, I never stopped and hung out.
They don't cotton to your
kind.
Well,
there's Barney Fagg again. I don't hear him, though.
Zero.
What?
There is now a deeply rooted anger on the part of the average American at what he or she thinks is a very unfair set of arrangements. They see a financial industry that helped cause these bad problems, and they see themselves as the victims.
Take those up. Uh-oh, severe weather warning on
back
CNN.
Back behind wind and more snow expected to hit Kentucky.
Well, screw them. You care about Louisville and the people in Kentucky?
Sure
don't.
Nope.
I don't want to sound insensitive, but screw Kentucky. Bunch of rednecks. Jimmy Dworsky is back. Oh, boy, are we desperate or what? I better print this one out. It's long. But then again, from Jimmy D, you knew him. Oh, my God, it goes on and on and on. Good. Thanks, Jimmy. We need a lot of good time killers today, man. We got almost 2 hours to kill. See, this email thing has worked out. I would say I give it about an 8.5 on a scale of 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked out pretty well, but on days like today when it's really slim and grim, and the only option for me, other than sit and read a bunch of bedtime stories, which I don't want to do, is take a bunch of stupid-ass calls. I'll leave the calls to George. He's great with the calls. He gets all the intellectuals.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, yeah. They call twice.
Here's Doug about Denny's Grand Slam. Oh, here it is. It's got the menu of it. Let me push my... Because yeah, it's in blue background.
Right. Two of everything, I think.
Comes with two eggs, two pancakes, two slices of bacon, two sausages, And to those people that are on health jags, they're just jealous, it says. Keep up the good work. Love you, Doug. Okay, thanks, Doug. Next time, no blue background, please. Had to, like, shove this thing over on the, you know, had to shove it. Dear Neil, passed by my neighborhood Denny's about an hour ago, and these two photos of the people standing on line outside this door to save $5.99 on Grand Slam breakfast. Here's the pictures. Let me look. I don't know. It's just a bunch of folks milling around. Many of them dark-complected, by the way. It's interesting. This Denny's is located Northeast 15th Avenue, Miami Gardens Drive, from Steve in North Miami Beach. Thanks, Steve. So I actually get to see the people milling around outside. Oh, here's another one from a friend. Not a fan, but a friend. And this looks like the same Denny's in the same picture with a lot of the same dark folks standing around. And one white guy who's standing there with his hands behind his back. I think it would be kind of amusing if he put his hands up in the air, but nevertheless. So what do you think? Grand Slam?
Sounds great.
Oh.
And they let you substitute.
They what?
They let you substitute. Like,
do they?
Yeah, like if you want double bacon instead of the sausage, they do that.
Wow.
At Denny's.
Well, I got to find out where my neighborhood Denny's is. Now, I'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Oh, right. Neil.
You're good.
560 WQAM, your smart hole leader, has been taking a brutal beating in the ratings in the afternoon for too long. The last ratings book finally convinced management that Sportsfolia should never have expanded beyond a 5-minute featurette. It's entertainment you want, and information. Oh, is that what we're on the air for? Coming soon to Sport Hole Radio, 560 WQAM, The Blue Men. Three guys painted blue will contort their bodies into different shapes and words to inform and entertain you.
Hi, we're the Blue Men. And we're...
Can I talk?
Yeah.
We can talk, you know.
Sure, sure, go ahead.
Our career only went as far as the Pentium Dual Core.
Yeah, we haven't been employed since the Pentium 4.
So now we bring our talents to you on the radio.
Okay, here. Here is the letter S.
You gotta hold my ankle.
The letter P.
My shoulders.
Come on, get back here.
Letter P.
Oh, letter O. Everybody. Everybody. O.
Oh.
All right. Get back down.
Letter
R. Going back here. Left toe. Right here. And letter R.
And T.
That's an easy one. And S again.
All right. S. Contorting.
F. For the benefit of our listeners, we just spelled sports.
The Blue Men, on 560 WQAM, where the only thing that matters is nothing.
You fairy.
1218 at 560 WQAM. Happy Tuesday to you. February the 3rd, and Brandon's got the food.
All right.
He says, I have the food from Five Guys. So far, I'm pleased. Full report when I'm done. And he threw one of those in, too. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that, you know, we give him an assignment. Well, he takes the assignment upon himself. I didn't ask him to go there. Unlike George, who,
That's right.
I can't afford to eat at Five Guys.
Yeah, I can't afford to eat at McDonald's these days.
At where?
McDonald's.
Oh. What about the Grand Slam?
Maybe at the McDonald's dumpster. I could eat there.
I bet you there's a lot of good crap gets tossed in there. Wouldn't surprise me.
I bet you there's a long line out in front of it, too.
At the dumpster? Oh, there, yeah. If there's not yet, there will be soon. Uh-huh. There will be soon, okay? Well, you know, these toxic loans and all this other crap, everything is a lie. Everything is a bunch of bull crap. Speaking of the movie Network, that's the greatest line in the history of any movie. Ned Beatty says to Peter Finch, the world is a business, Mr. Beale.
Crime is mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! And that's right. That's F&A, man. The world is a frickin' business. Now, here's a email and picture. Guess who's in the picture?
You.
No.
Rachel Maddow.
Greg Budell and Paul Schaefer.
Okay.
And it says, from Greg Budell, you've been hocking to Chinik about MySpace. You should go to Facebook. I'll be your friend, Greg. No. No, I'm not going to Facebook. I had enough tourists already with MySpace, which is already on the way on the decline. Mm-hmm. What an incredible waste of time. My God. Jesus. 1,600 friends on there, and I get an average of maybe one email every 2-3 weeks.
Caca.
Yeah. And then I get all these people that want to be my friend on there, and I approve most of them. And then they never write anything anyway. They're like the people on the emails now. They got nothing to say. Facebook. Everything is hype, man. Everything. Well, and George's on Facebook.
Yep.
You'd be surprised at who some of George's friends are on there.
Yep.
He's your friend.
Oh, yeah.
So speaking of that, Jimmy Dworsky says, I'll give you an update, but I haven't listened in weeks. I would. Bubba enlisted his so-called Bubba Army fans of the show to contact SiriusXM management to show their support of him and threaten cancellation of their subscriptions if his contract was not renewed. He was having an incredibly hard time doing two shows a day, one on terrestrial, one on Sirius, and was taking its toll on the show and its staff. No kidding. When Sirius finally caved and renewed Bubba's contract, Bubba then decided to do 4 terrestrial shows per week and 1 live Sirius show on Fridays. The terrestrial shows are rebroadcasted on Sirius in all their censored awfulness. Nice way to thank the fans on satellite, making them pay for a free, watered-down show. Of course, whenever they were criticized for this, they claimed the pissed-off fans weren't real fans, just like the people who spoke out against Bush were called traitors. Sirius has licked genitals since the merger and is no longer worth paying for. Bubba actually had some decent humor between the NASCAR and wrestling talk, but no way in hell I would listen again. I'd rather hear Paul Harvey describe in detail about him raping my mother. How do you like that? A negatory commentary there about Bubba, about that whole Sirius mess.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that interesting that that came in right on the side by each with that one from Greg Budell?
Coincidence?
No. There are no coincidences. Oh, the fake Larry King went to Five Guys over the weekend. Okay, but it gave me the Schmitz. Well, good, Larry. If anybody needed some help, I think what he's trying to say is his bag runneth over. Here's a long email from Kathy. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to print it out first.
Okay.
Believe you me, I'm doing one at a time. It's not like there's an outpouring.
No rush.
Today.
Take your
and
time.
And this new poll here, which export is the worst? If that isn't the worst poll we've ever done on this show, I'd rather have Footy's poll about where the best barbecue in town or whatever for like 6 weeks in a row. What?
Let's put this poll on the poll.
What do you mean?
These polls.
These eyes?
Yes, as a bad export.
Oh. I apologize to the world for that poll being on there. Sorry. Did I send one to Eric for tomorrow?
I don't know.
I doubt it. Poll switch. Nothing to switch. No, I did not. Oh, did you hear that?
I hear something.
If that wasn't a fart sound, it was a truck. That was a truck farting. Sorry, Joyce. It was a truck making those nasty farting sounds. Well, we have no more polls. I deleted all that other Schmidt, and now the thing is, at least that thing, the view is empty. Now there are some on there. Paul, if you could wave a magic wand and change the chronically bad habit of self-loaded drivers, one bad habit it would be tailgating, failure to use turn signals. There's a whole list. I like this one. I think I already forwarded one, but nevertheless, I'm forwarding this one. That's the one for tomorrow, Eric. Eric? There you go.
All right.
Thanks, Paul. And we got a couple more. I think maybe we ought to, like, Schmidt can the polls for a while.
Okay.
What do you think?
Fine by me. Boy, what a loadout that would be.
Mm-hmm. It's a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, then we couldn't have, like, your favorite soup like yesterday, which generated 90% of the emails. Oh, you left off lentil, Neil. What's wrong with you? It'll win hands down your pants. Yeah, right. We put it on there, and that's the one guy that voted for lentil. If lentil is your favorite soup, then your taste buds are in your
rectum.
Tuchus, okay? Tuchus. Kathy says, been listening to Bubba for about a week. Nothing outstanding to report. He's more what morning radio has degraded into. Stream of consciousness between a bunch of people. As though the listeners are allowed to overhear their conversation. Sometimes it's talking about things in the news, but sometimes it's just Bubba asking one of what sounds like a dozen people working for him to set up promotions or bits for him. Show prep and personal business on the air. Still, it's like great sex compared to the Don Imus show. I've heard you mentioned as on the show as one of the class acts. That's that you're one of those who are secure in their place in the market and don't have to tear down others on the air to make themselves feel big. Unfortunately, also on that list were Jim Rome and Glenn Beck, who was directly opposite everything and nobody like me hears about them. Oh. I go to Denny's this morning around 7:20 and got straight in. Went to the one at US 1 and commercial. Haven't been to a Denny's in more than a year. They weren't messing around. Just assumed that that was what everybody was there for and asked you how you wanted your eggs. The bacon was just as tough as I remember, but the rest was great. The pancakes especially. Got a soda and with a tip it cost me $3. I admit I'd try it again in the future when I've been actively avoiding them, says Kathy. Well, take care, Kathy. And don't be making a habit of that. That Denny's. I don't think I would go there if they gave me for free. Would you?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Asking the wrong guy.
Sorry.
A guy that can't afford to go to Five Guys sure as hell can't afford to pass up free meals anywhere.
That's right.
Anywhere. Even at the Y, I'll bet. How are we doing on this poll that I won't? I think what we ought to do is take this one off of there. I don't want to read the result. I don't want to talk about it. We got 141 votes on it, though. I don't like it. I don't just not like it. I hate it. I'm embarrassed and humiliated and degraded by it. And I think it's your buddy Sean from Hollywood that won all that money at Gulfstreams on Friday.
Biggest names.
The best talent.
You need help, Sean.
Rogers.
Sports Radio 560.
Only in the Banana Republic, baby. Only in Miami.
Oh, red again.
Yeah, we eat red every day.
Red? Ow. My track marks itch.
Shut up and skin that rat.
Wait a minute. There is another way. Rat-a-roni.
Rat-a-roni?
That's right, Rat-a-roni, the Chicago ghetto treat.
Kids, rat's on.
Mmm, mommy, this rat is good.
Yeah, bitch, done real good. Pass the crack pipe.
Rat-a-roni, the Chicago ghetto treat.
Yeah, bitch, done good. 12:31, so I just faxed to Eric a new poll, which I screwed them all up because he already had the other poll for tomorrow on there.
That's great. I'm covering for George. I think he's dropping a deuce.
What?
Yeah. How you doing?
You're covering for George. He's dropping a Joyce.
Yeah, he came out in the hallway and obviously, you know.
In distress?
Yeah. He was a little flustered, to say the least. So
really?
Figured I'd help him out.
Well, that was damn white of you.
There you go.
You're still not getting any money.
Okay.
Anyway, Eric, if you're alive, Schmidt can the one that I sent you for tomorrow and replace it with the one I just faxed to you, and let's get it on there right away as soon as possible, as soon as humanly possible. Poor Eric. I screwed up all his plans. I'm asking the audience in this new poll, should Neil Schmidt can the polls? Yes, permanently. Yes, for a while. No, I love them. Or WTF.
Now, would you really do that?
Sure.
Yeah?
Do you have any idea how difficult it is to come up with these polls?
Oh, I can't even imagine. I wouldn't want to do it.
I mean, you try to do something different and something interesting all the time, every day, day after day, as opposed to like Footy used to do when he had a show for about a minute and put a poll on there, leave it there for days and weeks and months on end until people finally started, like, peeing all over their laptops. God. And then Footy made a disappearance. Hasn't been seen since. I wonder how Jimmy Syphilitics polls are doing. You ever listen to Jimmy Syphilis?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, George is back. And you're not getting a check either.
Oh,
that's the announcement at the meeting. I should have asked your buddy there what he thinks the meeting's going to be about. He probably knows. He's very tight with Joe.
No, I really don't know. There's rumors.
Well, what are the rumors?
Most people are guessing that it's about the move to the other
mm-hmm.
building.
Right.
And then the other dark rumor is that...
Pay cuts.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, I got news for you. Some of the people in there, if they get a pay cut, their check is going to start with a minus.
That is true, my friend.
Oh, don't you be crying about money again. My God, are you kidding me?
What?
We know that you got the big bucks.
I was significantly increased, but I wouldn't say I got the big bucks.
You were significantly increased.
Yes, I'm making a living.
Oh, my God.
On that note, nice talking with you.
Yeah. How do you like that? Everybody else is getting their pay cut, and Josh Cordes gets a big increase and has the nerve to be begging me for money. Where's a check? Where's my check? I think you ought to subsidize some of the people that got cut, like poor fat Chris.
Yeah, wow, he ran out of
you
here.
You ought to share. Did he run out? Yeah, that's because he made a slip of the tongue there by admitting he got a big increase. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the reason I played that Rat-a-Roni. And by the way, have you ever eaten beefaroni? I bet you like it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I do like beefaroni. Not like, you know, ordinarily, but once in a great while, if you're in the mood for that. And I mean, the way you do it is you put it in a bowl and you put like a slice of Swiss cheese in it and then you nuke it. So it gets like all cheesy, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
doesn't that sound good?
I wouldn't describe it as good, but I'll eat it if I'm starving.
It's edible.
Right.
Well, anyway, getting back to Rat-a-Roni, Blakely, Georgia, a former employee of the Georgia Peanut Plant at the center of a criminal investigation and the nationwide salmonella outbreak, says he saw a rat dry roasting in a peanut area. Dry roasting. Jonathan Prather was one of about 50 people who lost their jobs last month when the Peanut Corporation of America shut down its plant in Blakely, Georgia. The outbreak is blamed partly in as many as 8 deaths and has sickened some 500 people, authorities say. Many products made with peanut paste from the plant have been recalled. Oh, dry roasted rat. Mm-mm. In addition, the peanut processing plant in Texas, run by the Virginia company, blamed for the outbreak, operated for years uninspected and unlicensed by government health officials, the AP has learned. Prather, 29, told the Early Show national correspondent Jeff Glor, the facility is dirty. They so dirty, he said. Prather describes a building in which roaches were a constant problem, saying roaches get up in the dry roast. Some of them blend in with the peanuts. You never know they're even in there. Health inspectors also noticed roaches as they searched for the source of the salmonella, saying a live roach and several dead roaches were observed in the firm's washroom. Well, maybe they were, like, washing off, you know. Now, do you say restroom or washroom?
Restroom.
No. Bathroom. Here they say washroom.
Can. John. Head.
Turlet. T-roll.
Right.
But 3 or 4 months ago, Prather says he saw the rat dry roasting in the peanuts. He says he also frequently saw rat droppings in the area where peanut products were made, where Prather worked. Health inspectors say they found gaping holes in the walls, but didn't report evidence of rodents or droppings. They did find holes elsewhere, saying there were open gaps observed as large as 2.5 feet of the air at the air conditioner intakes located at the roof of the firm. Prather says there were plenty of holes in the roof throughout the roof, and when it rained, water just came out through the whole plant. Mold was also spotted by investigators, as were mops washed in the same sink as peanut product production equipment. Oh, feh. I'm getting queasy, wheezy. Any of these alleged violations, Glor says, could be the source of salmonella, which the company, with their own documents, say was discovered at least a dozen times. Peanut Corporation of America is accused of retesting the samples lab shopping until it got favorable results. They found a lab that would lie for them, in other words. Prather says it saddens him that many people have been impacted by the salmonella, adding he's speaking out now because his mother always raised him to tell the truth and get canned. Other employees, Glor notes, have been quoted, maybe they're going to be serving peanut butter at that meeting this afternoon.
Ooh, hey.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Mm.
Other employees have been quoted as saying they did not see problems like the ones depicted by Prather. On the Early Show Tuesday, former FDA Commissioner David Kessler told the co-anchor, if there was ever an example that our food safety system is broken, this situation at the Georgia plant is it. This is it. Kessler says the nation's food safety laws were written 100 years ago, and they don't give the something, even the basic tools of record inspection or recall. It's chopped off. It's absolutely essential that those laws be rewritten. He added, regrettably, the FDA lacks the authority to properly oversee the safety of the nation's food, but there are several key bills in the Senate and the House, and they're excellent bills. The problem is we don't have a system of preventive controls. We're always reacting in this country. It's always chasing the horse after it's out of the barn. That's what I thought about that meeting we had on the phone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing the horse after it's out of the barn. Joe. Kessler says he was very heartened to hear the new president's talk about food safety as a priority, getting a new commissioner in and quickly who has a food safety as top number one priority, and getting the FDA the authority, getting Congress to pass new food safety legislation is a must. Says Kessler, we have the safest food system in the world, but that doesn't mean it can't be safer. And each of us has responsibilities, making sure that our food is well cooked, good hygiene, those things are important. Bottom line, make sure the rats use good hygiene too. Our food is certainly safe, but our system is broken. It needs to be improved. It needs to be improved quickly, he said. Fast. Not slow. Not fast. Just half-assed. That's how we're doing. That's the FDA for you. dry roasted rat my ass. Now let's see, did Eric do this thing about the, yeah, here we go. Nice going, Eric. I just changed the pool. And he still got the one on there for the next day. Boy, he is the best. You know what?
All right.
I'm voting WTF because if I vote, you know, mm-hmm. should Neil Schmidt right. can the polls? WTF, no, I love them. Yes, for a while. Yes, permanently. What's your vote? What's your take?
Yes.
Yes, what? Yes, permanently? Yes. Permanently. Schmidt can the poll, baby, is what George says. Because when he's doing the show, like in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
he's got to come up with poll ideas.
Right.
He don't want no part
That's
of that.
Work. Dangerously
now, I say it wasn't too bad for you know a couple of weeks there, 2-3 weeks, because I would just send Eric one from the pile in there. We had mm-hmm. some pretty decent stuff.
Right.
And then it got like a little more indecent, and I was just playing caca, crap. What's your favorite finger? What's your favorite toe? What's your favorite number
I like
between
this one
one
here.
And a million? Yeah.
This here's my favorite finger.
What's your favorite?
Rectum.
Ass. Oh, my God. Well, we'll see how it comes out in the wash, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you
go
mean.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. 20 to 1 at QAM.
I stand in front of you now, 2 years later, and say, it took me a little while, I'm a little slow learner, but, Neil, I apologize.
Absolutely.
It's radio.
You are the truth.
Oh, what
is it? Finally got a call here to the number one rated Mohammed and David in his show, at least according to my aspirations. Stay away from me. I don't even know how you have children. Miramar, hello.
Yes, I want your take on Jay Fiedler.
Oh, well, Jay Fiedler is a great quarterback and a good Jew.
I like Jay Fiedler.
Well, not to mention he's got extraordinarily smooth buttocks.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, but you got to be careful what you say here.
Okay, Doc. Thank you, Mo.
No, wait a minute. Don't go.
But I have nothing else to say.
Well, how about this? How's the weather down there in Miramar?
I'm right down the street from you.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Oh, wait, oh, wait, by the way, something.
No, I have to go.
Look, I tell you what. I'll hold you over to break. How's that, huh? I'll give you one of my old tank T-shirts. How's that?
Bye-bye.
No, wait! That was the only caller we had.
The veins on your nose is glowing again. You got big purple veins on your nose and on your face. And around those oozing pimples you call eyes. You go look in the mirror, you'll see a roadmap of Ypsilanti. You got your hairpiece on, way too tight.
My nose glows when something stings. Almost every day I think. And my veins, they start to tickle. My adenoid, yeah, I look like the fall in a bag. That's because I'm a cranky old bag. With a nose that's filled with purple veins.
Yeah,
it's something like that you want to see.
On Science Channel Discovery.
My nose has a bleeding purple vein.
Do 12:47. I bet you Leo's upset about Geldy sounding so ladylike. You know, Geldy is here in town and didn't even call me, invite me out to lunch
no?
at 2:00. No.
Huh?
Didn't invite me for a dinner. Didn't invite me to come and sit in the press box and watch Gee. The Leafs and the Panthers. How do you like that?
I don't.
Unfriendly. There you go, Leo. Probably Leo put him up to it.
Talked him out of it.
Although, of course, Denise Potvin, I'm sure, is hanging out with Geldy all day, too. And Denise and I don't see fly to eye. You know what I mean?
I do.
Oh, dumb frog. Pathetic. Bop, 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 beep, 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 boop. And adds nothing. But nevertheless. Steve says, are you going to Woodbine today? Probably, yes. How do you know what machine to sit down and play? Well, like last night, you sit down and play the one that's open.
How do you attack the machines?
What?
How do you attack the machines at the casino?
How do you attack the buffet? Oh. Oh, my God. So sad. So friggin' sad. How do you know what machine to sit down and play? Well, depending on what kind of game you like. If it's a specific game, like 2 Cent Quick Hit or Dollar Wheel of Fortune, which I only play the five times, one, not the other, not the double diamonds, they suck. And you play whichever one is open. And then if you see one that appears to be like maybe a little bit good, you just use it. And he says, do you watch people lose their ass, and then when they get up, you plop down in the seat? Absolutely not. That's one of the biggest misconceptions about playing slots is stand around. And I hate people that stand around and watch. Oh, I can't stand that.
Really?
Yeah. They stand around, hang around. There's like a little fraternity of them.
Huh.
Yeah, and then they wait for somebody to lose their ass. Then they sit down and think the machine's going to pay all of a sudden. Guess what?
What?
Guess what? Yeah, that's what I call them, vultures. That's right. If it's a dead machine, you don't want to jump on a dead machine, okay?
Right.
You want to get on a machine that appears to be paying pretty good. And sometimes people collect, you know, $400 or $500, and they think, you know, that's enough for them. They're schleppers. And they get up and they run away, and you say, okay, I'm going to sit down there. For example, there was one day when a machine with the wheel on the Wheel of Fortune was sitting on $1,000. Somebody just got in a spin for $1,000. And I sat down there, and guess what my first spin was?
$1,000?
Right. I'm not saying that happens very often, but anyway, that, it says, can you help me out? I need a few good pointers. Here's the best pointer. Don't get started. If you know of anyone to give a beginner some advice, I'd appreciate it very much. Don't. That's the good advice. Don't. I'll be listening to your great show, waiting for some answers. This is Steve. That's my advice to you, Steve. Don't. About getting started. It's highly addictive, and unless you've got a lot of money to lose, good luck to you. Don't. Okay, now let's see how this poll is coming. I'm really a little bit curious, and I'm amazed. I'm astonished at the early returns.
Yeah, look at that.
Should Neil Schmidt can the polls? No, I love them, 21. WTF, 14. Yes, permanently 4. Yes, for a while, 2. How do you like that? Out of the first 41 votes, over half say, no, I love them.
Right.
And 34% say WTF, like, who cares?
You know,
right?
The people voting on the poll right now are the people who enjoy voting on the polls, or they wouldn't be.
That's a very perspicacious observation. You want to add something to that?
No, thank you. A little drum roll, maybe?
Go ahead. Here's one from Andrew who says, Neil, the polls are getting old, so give them a break at the very least. But, and here again, Andrew wants to give me instruction on how to do the show, and how to do the website, how to do my life.
Read them very carefully.
But can you do us all a favor? Dump the Travolta gay kiss pic, okay? We've seen it. We don't need to see it anymore. Let's move along, please. Thanks, Andrew. I guess Andrew feels uncomfortable watching John Travolta kissing another guy on the lips. We'll take it down when we're good and ready to put something else up there. How do you like that, Andrew? We don't need instruction on what to put on the damn website, Andrew. God. Hate that crap. Oh, this has been on there too long. Well, you know what? Don't look at it. Scroll past it. Stay off the website. Go play Parcheesi. Do something more constructive with your time. Uh-oh, Tom Daschle withdraws.
Went in to run the Barack Obama operation in the Senate. And, in fact, senior Daschle aides like Peter Rouse are now senior aides here in the Obama White House. So there's a lot of affection for Tom Daschle here. There is a very close personal relationship between this president and Tom Daschle. And so I think it's unlikely there was pressure from the president, but some of his advisors certainly may have felt that this was becoming a political headache that this president does not need right now, TJ.
Okay. Tom Daschle withdraws over tax problems. Well, how do you like that, huh? Go pay your taxes, Tom, and get lost. Go back to South Dakota. Well, what a place. I've never been there, but is that the one you're always talking about, or North Dakota?
North Dakota is what's next to Montana.
Oh, I can only begin to imagine. I bet I can't even imagine.
I've been through South Dakota, though.
And?
The geography has character, if nothing else, unlike North Dakota, which
it has character?
You know, like it isn't just a flat plain of featureless yellow grass.
Okay, now you're going to love this.
All right.
This email. This is unbelievable. These polls suck. The show is old, very stale, and that's Spick George. Enough is enough. Get him off the air. Where is Flea? As a matter of fact, why don't you switch places with Flea? Let him do the show in Frogville, and you do the board ops. The show would get a much higher rating. This blows. We are sick of this crap show. Signed, Flea's parents. Cute. I told you to get a big kick out of it. Right in the old
rectum.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's cute.
Right in the truck nuts.
Oh, don't start with that truck nuts again. That's that is so rednecky, man. Oh. And you know me in rednecks. I can't deal with rednecks.
Maybe you haven't tried hard enough.
I don't wanna. With that week we spent in Tampa, I mean, I've been in Tampa many a time.
Maybe you haven't found the good
side. That week we spent there, seeing all them people with the orange and purple hair, you know. Oh. Y'all come back now, you hear? Dave says, my suggestion is do the poll once a week. Do it on a Friday so that people can vote all weekend and have the final results at the end of Monday's show. Weekend poll. That's not a bad idea.
No, it's not a bad idea at all, actually.
Because people have time on the weekend to, although we don't get as much many hits on the weekend because people are watching football and doing whatever, barbecues. Or what?
We could take a poll when there's a good poll idea or something's going on that you want to take the audience's pulse about.
Like the poll on the polls, like we're doing right now.
Right, right. And otherwise not.
As opposed to forcing it and trying to come up with some other cockamamie idea every day that we haven't done before that's interesting, that's valuable, that's worthwhile, that's going to change the world.
That's right.
Oh, Wayne Beeson with your fag stuff. Go away, Wayne. Leave me alone. Can't handle it. Now, here's a picture of something. Is this a Denny's? People lined way up, way up. There's my mother. I thought she was dead. My mother showed up at Denny's today. How about you? She would have gone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here's an article. It was too long to cut and paste, so just a link below from Sunday's New York Times Magazine. Great article on Georgia's favorite sport, roller derby. Several pages long. Steve in snowing again, New Jersey. Yeah, it was snowing here this morning, but now it's okay. And the fog has dissipated. It's a good day for Woodbine. P.S., Steve says, Bubba the Love Sponge, a.k.a. the Goober Zoo, remains unlistenable. And Stern is approaching the same. Keep up the good show, Neil. How do you like that? Unlistenable. And let's see how that poll thing is coming. Should Neil Schmidt can the polls? 58 votes. No, I love him, 33. WTF, 16. Yes, permanently, 5. Yes, for a while, solamente, 4. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
Damn it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be doing that a lot, you know.
Until you erase it tomorrow.
That's right.
Hello, this is Arnold. This is not a tumor. It's the 1 to 2 hour.
It's 30 a day plus gas.
Well, I rented Lincoln.
Cash or credit.
And I drove up in the hill.
You want the insurance?
And to recall how it happened, well, it...
Good luck.
It still gives me chill.
What a weirdo.
Followed my map of star houses.
Yikes.
And was shocked to see... Sitting on her front porch was Angelina Jolie.
La 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 la.
Well, I walked up like I knew her.
Hey, do I know you?
And I saw her hesitate.
Hey.
But the chloroform started working, then for her it was too late. Put her in my car and rolled the windows down. Now she was my queen and I made her a crown.
Take the stupid crown off me.
And I've got Angelina Jolie in my basement.
I'm in the basement.
And I think I'll keep her there with me.
Hello.
And charge her rent.
I'm not paying rent.
Well, I hope she don't mind. I hope that she'll find that she likes the cement. Life is with Angelina Jolie in my basement.
Let me out of here.
Well, I'm schizophrenic, holler and manic, but I bet you'd give your last cent.
Help me
to have Angelina Jolie locked down in your basement.
Come here, Precious.
Don't hurt my dog.
I'll do it, mister.
Don't hurt Precious.
I'll hurt your dog.
Puts the dog in the basket.
All right. 102 at 560 WQM. Aren't you shocked with the response on the poll thing?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Well, you had a good point, and that is the people who are responding are the people who vote on the polls in the first place.
Right.
Preaching to the choir is what they call it, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. Preaching to the frickin' choir.
That'd be like asking people in a particular restaurant if they like the restaurant that they're sitting in at the moment.
Really?
It's like that.
Like asking them people with a free Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's.
Hey,
how do you like it?
Do you like Grand Slam breakfasts at Denny's? While they have their mouthful of the sausage there?
And then they all spit it out like,
oh, no, I'm here because
I
hate it.
You know something? It must be a big lunch from Brandon because I'm still waiting to hear the final result on the Five Guys. And he was digging into it, what, 45 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Doug says, number one, I turned off my blue background just for you, Neil. Thanks, Doug. Two, I love the polls. Three, for the guy who wants you to take down the Travolta kiss picture, I say just move the picture down one spot and put a picture of the truck nights right above it.
There you go.
We don't need any pictures. Everybody and their brother must have pictures of them because I got a whole bunch of them. As soon as somebody mentioned truck nuts. They put that ball on the rear bumper, on the rear thing there, and put a ball.
Yep.
I think whoever came up with that idea, whether it's Ron Popeil or whomever, should have their balls put on the rear of some pickup truck.
I don't think it was Ron Popeil.
It was the real Ron Popeil, man. Are you questioning the validity, the veracity of some of our emails?
Yes.
Should Neil Schmidt can the polls? 70-some-odd votes. 78. No, I love him, 46. WTF, 19. Yes, permanently 8, and yes, for a while, 5. But the thing that you're missing the point on is that people who hate the polls and don't like him, who ordinarily wouldn't vote on him, now here's their chance to voice their contempt.
We shall
see. Their hostility.
That's right.
Right?
They might be a little bit more delayed, though. They got to run to their computer.
Are you a crazy person or what?
Well, you knew that.
Go ahead. Brian in Orlando says, I've been listening to Bubba ever since he came on 96.5 in Orlando. The show is actually pretty interesting to listen to. Bubba has mentioned your name a few times. Seems to have a lot of respect for you. He has an old redneck pervert character named Ned who sounds... An old redneck pervert character named Ned who sounds like it's one of his guys doing a phony voice. Oh, no. Can you imagine guys doing a phony voice?
Who would do such a thing?
The type who would sneak around the mangroves at Hullover Beach. Oh.
Are you
Bubba
sure?
Bubba also mentions he loves Phil Henry.
Are you sure?
He liked Phil Henry. Well, you must have been psychic about that because you came up with that Phil drop in just as I was about to read that last sentence.
You're rubbing off on me, son.
I sure hope not. So anyway, here's the deal. You still got 55 minutes to get online. You can get a free Grand Slam breakfast at any Denny's from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. today, but be prepared to wait for a table. This is from a Tampa. Woo! The Denny's at 2004 Northdale Mabry Highway reported an hour wait just before 10 a.m. with a line out the door. At 10 a.m., the location at 5603 East Hillsborough Avenue reported a 90-minute wait. It's been like that all day. The Carrollwood location at 12703 Northdale Mabry was filled to capacity by 6:30 this morning, the manager Janine Manasco said, and the wait time was about 35 minutes. Neil, here's the meal, says, Boz sent this to me. The guy always sends me the obits.
Mm-hmm.
Good emailer. Neil, here's the meal. Denny's announced the free breakfast during its Super Bowl ad on Sunday. The breakfast includes two eggs. Why do people say eggs?
I don't know. It's a Florida thing, maybe? I don't know.
Eggs. No, it's an Illinois thing. People say, can't pronounce Illinois. They say Illinois.
That's where those people are.
Hate that. Two eggs, two sausages, two strips of bacon, and two hotcakes. Now, I got news for you. Where I come from, they say pancakes. They don't say hotcakes. And they sure don't say flapjacks.
No.
Do you ever see a flapjack?
Just this morning.
The offer is good at all Denny's restaurants in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. There's the answer about Canada, eh? Manasco said the offer is meant to boost business. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine how much it's costing them?
A lot.
They're spending an arm and five legs on this Grand Slam. Tom Daschle dropped out. He withdrew his name. Got to pay $140,000 in taxes. Well, screw you, Tom. You crook. They're all a bunch of crooks. And these people, these pseudo-intellectual a-holes. Oh, well, you think that we're going to clean up the world now? Yeah. The world is a business. Don't ever forget it.
Here, basically saying that he believes that he...
There's Dana Bash. Pinhead. She looks like one of those African voodoo dolls. Not voodoo dolls. What do they call those things? The shrunken head.
Yeah.
You ever get a shrunken head?
Just this morning.
Yes, that's George's answer for everything. Just this morning. For everything.
Sure.
You ever take a dump on Joe Bell's desk? Just this morning.
Well, no, actually, I didn't.
Well, make it tomorrow morning, bright and early, okay? That's your assignment.
I'll go get a Grand Slam breakfast so I got a lot of material.
Yeah, get a Grand Slam breakfast and slam it right on his desk. Get the old Big Brown. Oh, George goes to Cuba. It says, if it's in the budget, send George to Cuba, see if he can hear you on a Cuban radio station. It may be entertaining, not, says J.D. Is that, they'd like that email. It's maybe humorous. Not, says yours truly. 98 votes on the poll. 60 people say I love the polls. But you're right. It's preaching to the freaking choir. And Brandon still hasn't given me the final report on Five Guys. I'm starting to get a little porky over that. I mean, not that I'm ever probably going to be able to eat there, but, you know, it'd be interesting to know. And the one that said it's like maybe a little bit too fatty or like that or too, if it's juicy, I love it. Who doesn't love juicy meat? I mean, there's nothing worse than a dry burger.
Right.
Or a dry, you know, like if you go into a restaurant and order a steak well done, and most of us won't do that because they cook it so long, they cook the life out of it. It's just as dry as sawdust. Well, who the hell wants that?
Right.
Nobody. So what's the thing about flapjacks and pancakes and griddle? What did it say?
Griddle cakes?
Griddle cakes.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. I threw it away already.
All right.
Let me see what it says. It says hotcakes. I mean, I've heard that expression before, but I can't even ever imagine saying. In addition to which, I'm not all that crazy about pancakes anyway.
Me either. Waffles,
because
yes.
Pancakes are one of those. Oh, yeah, waffles I like. But pancakes and waffles are two of the foods that are absolutely inedible without a bunch of crap on them, accoutrements.
Right.
Lots of syrup.
Right. Mm. Although I like waffles with just butter. If they're nice and crispy.
Oh, fair.
They're good waffles. Fooey, that's all you need. I'm telling you.
With just butter. Got to have syrup. Now, that's one thing I will say about IHOP. They have like 85 different kinds of like boysenberry and poisonberry and blueberry. They got like a whole bunch of syrups. And you just jam it on everything. You jam it on your wrist and on your fingers and just lick it, you know?
Right.
And then you hop out the door. I better stop because I don't know if any of these people are a sponsor. I think IHOP is a sponsor, isn't it? On somebody, probably on Joe. Joe's got all the sponsors. If they ever open for business, Joe does spots for them, live spots. And how about that meeting yesterday with Chris Jones lying his way? I mean, what a farce that was, Chris. Nothing could be finer than a liar from Carolina. Let me tell you that right now. Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, drooling idiot. Drooling redneck. Not just a plain ordinary redneck, but a drooling redneck. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Chris is at Denny's right now with his partner in crime, Joe Slimeball.
Mike
Would
Clance.
You be surprised?
No, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Right up his alley, man.
Here, Joe.
Anybody talks with that real heavy, like that drawl, you know, like Phil Sims. They're over there on the sideline. The sideline. And when it's a word that's got two of those I's in there, like sideline, that you can pronounce that rednecky way, that really makes me want to barf. He's on the sideline. Oh, God, give us strength to survive the Phil Sims of this world. The rednecks. And the illiterate ex-jocks like him. Well, he's not illiterate. He's just annoying. So what do you think that meeting's going to be?
15 minutes.
Wouldn't it be something if somebody emailed us and had the, you know, like one of the inside spies? Now, the Beast gave us just, you know, a variety of gear, like a poll.
Sure.
I mean, anybody can do that. I think it's about to move down the street.
Probably.
Or maybe everybody's getting fired. Maybe they're going to automate all the stations.
Okay.
They sure could automate that country kiss, right?
Sure.
That nose-picking, banjo-picking music, my God. And what was Joe saying yesterday? Wishes we could all be a lot more like Kiss. Remember that?
I don't know if that's what he was saying, but yeah, he did.
Well, something like that. About since Johnny Dork left, they've gone through the roof with Kiss. Since Johnny left, they're kissing it. Something like that. Oh, speaking of that, don't forget to send Valentine's Day roses, or you're going to pay for it all year long.
I wouldn't believe a word Neil said if his tongue was notarized.
You sound like a moron.
This time.
Every time he speaks.
It's the way God wants it to be.
Wants to take a city and cover it in sweets. Ray Nagin can.
Ray Nagin can?
Ray Nagin can. Ray Nagin can, cause he wants to make New Orleans taste good.
And I don't care what people are saying.
He sounds like Jesse Jackson.
We as black people.
His comments are bizarre.
Surely God is mad.
He compares the locals to a Willy Wonka park.
Chocolate.
Ray Nagin can. Yes, Ray Nagin can. Ray Nagin can, cause he wants to make New Orleans taste good.
It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to rebuild a New Orleans, the one that should be uptown or wherever they are. This city will be chocolate, a chocolate New Orleans.
Huh? He never takes the blame for anything he says.
Chocolate at the end of the day.
Put that chocolate in some coffee and you'll f*** off Juan Valdez. Ray Nagin can. Ray Nagin can.
You know I can.
Ray Nagin can, cause he wants to make New Orleans taste good.
You can't have New Orleans no other way. It wouldn't be New Orleans.
It just wouldn't be New Orleans, man. What a horrible place. 118 at 560 WQAM. Happy Tuesday from all your paisans at QAM. Big important meeting at 4 this afternoon. Which, I mean, nobody said it's confidential and don't mention it on the air, you know.
Not to me.
In fact, nobody said anything to me.
That's right.
And then George, went to Jolly Joe, fat-ass Jolly Joe, and said, does Neil have to participate in this again? And Jolly said, no. No, I've participated in enough on the phone or conference calls. Okay, I'm done. Done. Finito. Ron says, George sounds good today. My recommendation is next time he's having his period like yesterday, tell him to step outside and have a little smell, and everything will be okay. P.S. Not a chronic, although I've commented a few times about Joe Rose and the fact he sucks, okay, says Ron. Probably a...
Blow it out your ass, Ron.
You hear that sound?
No, what?
Brandon says, sorry for the horrible grammar and spelling problems. Typed it really fast so nobody interrupted me. Don't worry, Brandon. He's our guy. Oh, that one guy that was all upset about Brandon that day. Brandon this and Brandon that. Who the hell is this guy? That was when you were out sick, I think. A Brandon hater. No matter who we have on here or what we're talking about,
right.
We get haters right away. It's a badge of honor to be hated on this show.
You know, if hate had value, we'd all be rich in this town.
What?
If hate had value.
Go ahead. Brandon says, sorry, it took a while. I got a call from a lawyer who wouldn't shut the hell up. First, on my way to Five Guys, I passed a Denny's. Yes, there was a line outside. Anyways, Five Guys in the plaza on the corner of Cordova and 17th Street. One light east of U.S. 1. You go in, and while you wait, you can eat peanuts. Oh, geez, I sure hope not now. Don't be eating no peanuts now. So their menu is pretty basic. Burger, fries, and hot dogs. I had a bacon cheeseburger, which is actually a double. If you want a regular, you have to ask for a little. They make it right there in front of you, and everything is fairly fast. You get the burger, then a regular fries is about a 12-ounce cup. They put everything in the bag, then dump an extra scoop of fries right into the bag. It's in the sack. While it might be a little pricey, not too bad, well worth it. The fries are really fresh, freshly cut, par-fried to cook them. What does that mean, par-fried?
I don't know.
Oh, pan-fried.
Oh.
It's the spelling he was talking about. I guess he means pan-fried to cook them, and then refried to make them crispy. They are great. And that burger was outrageous. Cooked perfectly, juicy with melted cheese, crisp bacon, fresh crisp lettuce and pickles, and they put just the right amount of ketchup and mustard. You can have anything you want on yours, even hot sauce. I highly recommend it when you get a chance. It's on a par with Char Hut. The taste and quality are neck and neck. Neck and neck. Nose to nose. How do you like that? So Brandon liked it a lot. So all these people that have been touting Five Guys, they know they're crap, man. And you passed the opportunity to go in there. If you would have said, I'm George Rodriguez from the Neil Rogers Show, and everybody, they would have laughed your ass out the door.
Oh,
what?
That doesn't get me in front of the line here at the cafeteria.
At the Cafeteria Santeria?
Yeah, here at the Cafetorium.
The Nasdaq's down one. The S&P is up two. And the Dow, boy, they sure put those in tiny, tiny, teeny numbers in the bottom right-hand corner there on CNN. Certainly no news. Come on, put the damn number up there. The Dow. Everyone see the Dow is up 37.5 points, almost 38. Wow. Wow for the Dow. Jane says, Dear Neil God, what's up with fried chicken and waffles? I'm glad Daschle is out. Too many ties to industry. Obama should nominate Howard Dean, says Jane in Deerfield. Howie. Good old Howie Dean. He's been everywhere, you know. Oh, so we're not sending George to Cuba, so it says, okay, send Mo. Okay. Okay. Par fry means to partially cook, so it wasn't pan fry. You don't pan fry French fries.
I see.
I just didn't know what the par fry meant. Well, Brandon,
neither.
I guess, is a, what?
Me either, sir.
He's a fry expert. You par
Somebody
fry him, you partially cook him, and then you fry him again. And then that way you get a lot of that hydrogenated oil in there, and it builds up a real big tumor, you know? Oh, there's Barbara Boxer going nuts.
Fans have said, whoops, now that we can't give tax breaks to the people we're earning over $1 million, and now that the Iraq war is winding down, we're not that interested in spending money.
Supporters of the Fixed Housing First approach say that that's what threw the economy off the rails, and that is what will get it back on track.
That's that obnoxious bitch, Kira Phillips. Oh, there you go again. Yeah, that's me. That's my opinion. I don't like her. I can't stand her. Can't stomach her. In fact, you know something? This sounds very sexist, but there are. When do you think CNN is going to put a white Anglo male on to be a news anchor?
I don't know.
Do you think you'll ever live long enough to see that?
I don't care.
Well, that's because you don't watch CNN. And
that's
know what?
Right.
It's a good choice. If I were you, I'd make it a point to go to Five Guys Burger and Fries before I ever turned on CNN again. Now, I could be wrong, but that's just my feel of it, you know. It's just my little feel. 118 votes on the poll. Should Neil Schmidt can the polls? No, I love him, 74. 62.7%, they love him. WTF, 24. Yeah, who cares? Yes, permanently, get rid of him, 11. And yes, for a while, 9. So only like 17% say get rid of them even for just a little while. And 62.7% say don't lose the polls, we love them. Poll lovers. Yeah, don't surprise me. I bet you we got a lot of poll lovers. Larry says, is that Lanny? Lanny, I've listened to you since the mid-80s. I lived in Miami for 68 years. I moved to Palo Alto, California last April. Yep, you were right. There are real and normal people out here in the rest of the world, Lanny. Yeah, that's right. Living and breathing people is what I call them. You won't find too many of them in South Florida. The living and breathing people. Here's one from the fake Tom Jicka. Neil, I'm hearing that Beasley Broadcast Group is strongly considering flipping WQM to oldies. Word is Johnny Dork, Greg Budell, and Rick Shaw have been contacted. Tom. Oh, man, that's the best. Flipping it to oldies. Yeah, flip this, Jolly Joe. Yo, Neil, somebody says, is smoking weed up there legal in Canada? If it is, I'm going up there. Thanks. A soon-to-be-retired Miami police officer. No, it is not legal, but it's done, you know. They got more important fish to fry than worrying about people smoking a little ganja. You know what I mean?
I hope so.
More important fish to fry.
Mm,
first they par fry them, and then they can fry them.
Neil Rogers.
Well, here we go again.
Neil, God.
1, 2, 3, 4, more bombs drop. 5, 6, 7, 8, more bombs drop. 9, 10, 11, 12, more bombs drop. We're going to drop the bomb around the clock. We're going to drop them bombs and make them dead. Blow that rag right off their head. We're going to bomb around the clock tonight. We're going to bomb, 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 knock out their lights. We're going to bomb around the clock tonight. Bomb, so have a blast. We're gonna shove that all up your ass. We're gonna bomb around the clock tonight. We're gonna bomb, 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 knock out their lights. We're gonna bomb, gonna bomb.
help the boys.
Oh, man. Brandon just sent me a picture
of
the burger.
Oh.
Wow. Holy moly. This one's got like a lot of lettuce, which I would the Schmidt can of lettuce. I don't want lettuce. Sorry.
It's all right.
And the tomato, which I do love, and pickles.
Mm-hmm.
And cheese and stuff. Oh, man, that looks really, but it's so big. Who's got a mouth to put around that thing?
You?
No. Oh, Matt, who's just as chronic, I mean, just driving me insane. The truth about French fries is there's nothing simple about them. Making the perfect fry, crisp golden brown on the outside and barely fluffy on the inside, isn't easy. To do them in a restaurant, first you have to cut them on an industrial French fry cutter, then soak the potatoes in water 24 hours, then drain them, pat them dry, blanch them in hot oil, and drain them again. They're held on until an order comes in, then they're fried in even hotter oil for final crisping. That's BS.
Well.
No, you see the fries sitting in like at Mickey D's?
Mm-hmm.
They cook up a whole batch of them. They're not going to like special cook each order for crying out loud.
Right, and those are the best fries in the world.
What?
Mickey D's.
Are they?
Yes.
I'll take your word for it. I don't eat fries.
I know you don't. I do.
It's all carbs, and I keep my carbs to stuff that I really love. And even before I was diabetic, I don't think I was ever much of a fry guy. You know what I mean?
You're a fly guy.
You're a big fry guy. Yeah, fly guy. Like Tom Joyner. He's the fly guy, the fly jock. Coming at you. So they give away $8 billion a day on that show. Is that how they have that big audience?
Yeah.
We'll pay you $1 million if you say you listen to the Tom Joyner show. Hector says, happen to work near downtown Fort Lauderdale and eat at Five Guys more often than I should. As your other listeners and Brandon have already told you, the burgers are juicy and the fries are fried in peanut oil. Until today, I would have agreed that Five Guys makes a good, honest burger. However, today my work took me to Miami, and on the way back up I-95, I stopped off at 125th Street for Wayne Arnold's Royal Castle. Oh, man, Neil, Five Guys can't hold a candle to those little burgers that Wayne makes. For one, you can taste each ingredient, onions, pickles, ketchup, and mustard. But most of all, you can actually taste the meat. Those little patties are a third or size of the regular burgers, but they have so much more flavor. I agree with Brandon, Five Guys is fine. They're just not great. Wayne Arnold's are great, says Hector. How do you like that? Nice going, Wayne. Don't get any argument from us. Wayne makes good little burgers. Now, does he bring you any food that you can pay for?
No, I'm going to have to, make those arrangements myself at some point.
It screws up all my arrangements.
Like maybe when Suds comes in, you know?
Yeah, and then let him pay for it. He's making the big bucks sitting on his ass at home. How long has it been since he worked?
100 years.
God.
He is the pimp for all ages.
It screws up all my arrangements. It screws up all my arrangements.
It's still extremely disturbing to me that you can't tell the difference between Tessio's voice and Clemenza.
We can just dwell on that for the rest of the show if you want.
No, we don't want to do that again because we did that for a long time.
Yeah.
That one day especially.
I'm just going to wait for you to be wrong.
Usual, you were proven wrong and I was proven right. It was Clemenza.
That's right.
That means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. And it's interesting, there's no Z in Luca Brasi. It's Brasi. Luca Brasi.
Mm-hmm.
Which I never knew until I saw it in print.
Right.
I'll find it. I'm looking for it. I'll find it. Here it is.
Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
So obviously the deep voice coming from the innards of that big fat pupik of Clemenza.
Whatever you say, they both had deep voices.
I'll tell you who did not have a deep voice.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Now, why did he say going out with cheerleaders? I guess he didn't want to give him the credit that he was banging cheerleaders, you know?
Yeah,
wouldn't that have been a better line for a movie like The Godfather?
Maybe in those days that's all he was doing.
Going out with cheerleaders?
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Me too.
When your father is Don Corleone, you make him an offer they can't refuse. Here is your spy report, says somebody. I heard that Armando Salguera filled in for Sid the Kid over on 790 this morning for all 4 hours. Well, who cares about that? I like listening to you and George a lot. I even listen to George when you're even out. Keep up the good work, both of you. I love the bits you play. I saw Last Chance Havery over the weekend. It was very good. Last Chance Havery with Dustin Hoffman?
Never heard of it.
Neither did I. They can't move their lineup like 560 does if somebody is out. They have to have newspaper guys fill in. From your loyal fan, oh, Nancy in Deerfield, Delray Beach. P.S. I like George. Nancy's got a little little problem, you know what I mean?
Does she? No.
Well, she doesn't write the best grammar.
Oh, I see.
But then again, she's got a lot of company. I'm not picking on you, Nancy. Don't worry. She's a little bit, you know. It's all right. She likes you. So that explains it. How are we doing on that poll of polls, baby? He's so desperate, he's doing a poll about polls. That's right. That's absolutely correct. And I will say this, that the life instruction and the show instruction has considerably diminished since I went ballistic about that crap. I just don't want to read it. Not interested. The purpose of taking emails is not to tell us how to live our lives, how to do the show, how to go about breathing the air. You know, that's go ahead and do your own thing. And we'll do ours. 146 votes for Neil Schmidt can the polls. No, I love him. 95, 65%. WTF, 25. Yes, for a while, 13. Yes, permanently, 13. So about 18% say, get rid of it. And the other 82% is like, oh, don't do that. So I guess we'll still have to come up with some poll crap. Now, let's see. What's the one for tomorrow? If you could wave a magic wand and change one chronically bad habit of South Florida drivers, it would be. I like that one. That's not bad, right?
Sure.
I mean, compared to, well, what's your favorite vegetable? Which finger would you like to stick up Joe Bell's ear? Which fist would you like to stick in Joe Bell's
rectum
ass? Like that, you know. Oh, I love that line he used in the meeting yesterday about how a lot of what I do on the air is shtick. And like mm-hmm. technical problems, like I make up when we have technical problems. Yeah, I'm just a malcontent looking for problems, Joe. I make it up that we have technical problems on this show. George knows that I just lie about that. We've never had any technical problems, have we?
All the time.
Never. Wes in Lakeland says, I know I'm probably preaching to the choir of one, maybe two, but is this Joe Bell character running a sports station? Let him. The Neil Rogers Show is not part of an all-sports station. You should not be part of the Bell domain. The Neil Rogers Show is what Imus at one time was to WFAN in New York, i.e. the entertainment portion of the programming day. The rest of the day, I'm sure you can tally their revenue in 5 minutes. As for WQM's hours between 10 and 2, shove Joe aside and let George do it. Let them have their 4 p.m. meetings. If it's announced dumping all this back and forth and back and forth, sports jibber, jabber, jibber, slobber, and turn the entire station over to entertainment, then so be it. Let those light bulbs across town duke it out over the slivers of one share of sports slop. Says Wes C. in Lakeland. How do you like that? A one share of sports slop. I wonder what Ray Perry would think about such an intemperate comment.
Oh, Neil!
You're a bastard.
Lenny's asked America what they wanted in an all-you-can-eat breakfast.
I want more than just a lot of food.
I want a lot of choices.
Bacon, pancakes, and eggs any way I want them.
Oh, and sausages, those little sausages that look like dog turds.
Yeah, the ones that always come stuck together. Why is that?
And I don't want it warmed under a heat lamp at some fast food place. I want it warmed under a heat lamp at Lenny's.
Tell you how I want it. I want bacon really fatty and lean so that when you pick it up, it sort of droops off your finger. And eggs with the yolk broken so they're hot as a rock.
And I want it served by a fat, sullen waitress with a mustache, so I have an excuse to stiffer. Hey, bring it to me, bitch, now!
And I don't want to stand in line. I want to wait in line to get seated for a really long time.
They do that at Denny's.
Lenny's.
America, there's a new all-you-can-eat Grand Slam breakfast menu at Lenny's. It's everything you already expect from Lenny's, just a lot more of it at room temperature.
143, 17 till 2. You got 17 minutes to get to your nearby Lenny's. And get that free flapjack crap. What is it? Hotcakes. So the fake Tom Jicka, see, the real Tom Jicka and I have a code word that he uses when right. he emails me, so I know it's him.
The red fish sales.
The fake night. Tom Jicka says, oh, and also WQM rumors not for broadcast. Oh. Lee Daniels has been trying out for nights. WQM would retain the sports format on the weekend. This is a follow-up to his original fake message. I'm hearing that Beasley Broadcast Group is strongly considering flipping WQM to oldies. Word is Johnny Dark, Greg Budell, and Rick Shaw have been contacted, and Lee Daniels. And that would sound real good on this signal, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And here's another real fake one from somebody across the street. Why aren't you talking about how the 790 server is so overloaded with listeners during the LaBastard show you can't even get on? I'll tell you two reasons why. Number one, we didn't know, and number two, we couldn't care less. Like yesterday, the server reached capacity right at the start of the show and stopped accepting new listeners, even though they recently upgraded the servers. Well, who would know that except somebody on the inside who's sending me this email?
Right.
Just like, oh, well, you know, we get so many votes on the poll. You know something? There's only one poll that counts. And it's not how many votes you get on your poll. But nevertheless, like I said before, when they first went on the air, they think they can talk themselves into a gigantic success story. Either you got it or you don't. And you guys don't. You ain't got it. You got LeBastard, that's true, and that's all you got. Am I right?
Yep.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yep.
So here's the story behind the story about Lenny's.
Okay.
Competition among casual restaurant operators heated up today as Denny's Corp made known that it wants customers to consider them among the value-friendly options and offered a free Grand Slam breakfast to reacquaint customers with the brand. By the way, McDonald's, Mickey D's, freezes their fries, which is why, obviously, that's why they're frying them up in big batches.
Okay.
They freeze their fries.
Sure.
Anyway, Denny's is giving away the free Grand Slams, which include pancakes, eggs, bacon strips, and sausage links. Now, there it said pancakes, not hotcakes.
Mm.
To any customer visiting its restaurants today between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m., time's almost up, 14 minutes, but who's counting? Denny's has promoted the freebie heavily with 30-second ad that aired during the third quarter of the Super Bowl on Sunday, another 15-second ad during the postgame show, and a full-page ad in USA Today's Yesterday editions. The company reported 14 million hits on its website between Sunday night and Monday morning, even more than Dan LeBastard, I'll bet. Not by much. With the promotion only underway a few hours, spokeswoman Corey Rice said restaurants in Miami, Washington, D.C., and L.A. were reporting long lines, and other locations said they were very busy but under control. Long lines. A lot of snorers out there. From all reports, it's going extremely well, Rice said. The Spartanburg, South Carolina-based company anticipates up to 2 million people will take advantage of the deal, with Rice saying each restaurant will be able to churn out about 100 grand slams an hour. Denny's, which has more than 1,500 locations, sells more than 12.5 million grand slam breakfasts a year. 12.5 million with all them hotcakes. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Keep you on the throne for years. See, pancakes to me are like, I don't know,
they're nondescript.
Yeah, and unless, like I said before, unless they have like butter and syrup and a lot of stuff on them.
Which is why I just thought I'd avoid them. I'd rather not.
Well, there you go.
But
like
waffles. Waffles taste different, and they're firm and crispy when done correctly. Homemade waffles.
Syrup.
In a waffle iron.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
They're really good.
Consumers continuing to pull back on their spending during the recession, the breakfast market's become increasingly focused on value meals in an attempt to grab those still willing to spend but looking to get the most bang for their buck. Going to get the bang for your buck. Starbucks plans to offer several breakfast pairings at attractive prices, according to comments made by Chief Executive Howard Schultz last week. Others fighting for a piece of the pie include McDonald's, which is offering new lower-priced specialty coffee drinks, and Dunkin' Donuts, which has value-minded deals. How come they don't have Tim Hortons on here? Oh. Rice said Denny's recognized that customers enjoyed its Grand Slam breakfast, but that they can choose among several options when looking to spend their money. We need to compete and be in the consideration set, Rice explained. To that end, the company said it's trying to change customers' perceptions that Denny's is only a place for sit-down breakfast that'll take a lengthy period of time. It can provide breakfast to go as well as have food prepared within 10 minutes if the customers want fast service, according to Rice. We understand what the customer is wanting now, she said. Free giveaways are not something new among food operators. In November, Starbucks offered a free cup of brewed coffee to anyone who asked on Election Day, while Krispy Kreme Donuts gave away star-shaped donuts. Ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's also offered a free scoop as part of celebration of the election. A free scoop? Well, who the hell can only eat a scoop?
Maybe it's a really big scoop.
Yeah, scoop this.
That?
Shares of Denny's added 7 cents, or 3.6% to $1.99 in morning trading. The stock market, the stock traded in the range of $1.18 to $4.10 over the past 52 weeks. Grand slam it, baby. You got 11 minutes to get online. And, of course, in South Florida, you know, a lot of people used to standing online. Now that the Rascal House is closed, maybe this is like a breath of fresh air for a lot of people who enjoy standing online. Oh, Scott, who has taken the fake Tom Jenkins seriously, says, tried it before. Remember Cool Gold from 1900 to 92? No. No. They're flipping it to oldies, which would be great. That means they would pay off all the people on contract. Well, you be sure and text me right away.
I will.
With a new schedule for the oldies. What time is Rick Shaw going to be on? Here's one from Cliff and Kendall. My neighbor used to live behind a Denny's in Pinecrest on US 1 where the Palmetto begins. It was there for as long as I can remember. I never went there because it was too dirty. 2 years ago, they tore down the whole building in order to build a new shopping complex that is sitting empty. My neighbor said the day before they tore down the Denny's, a huge pack of rats invaded his apartment complex that night. They had to call professional exterminators to fight off those old Denny's rats. Now, come on, Cliff. That's bad. I think Cliff got shut out online this morning at Denny's. We're going to get even with them?
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Maybe. Go ahead.
I think we struck a new format here. Although I'll tell you one thing, and it's going to take me a second to get to change the disc here. One moment, please. One thing about these Denons, man, they're very good, except that they're a little slow on you. There's a hesitation, you know what I mean, when you open and close them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There is a delay. Go ahead.
Here it is. That's the new format. All right. That chicken act, man, well, what kind of drugs is he on lately? Oh, don't tell me March 1st I'm going to have to send him another check, huh?
Do it.
Now, does he know about his new deal, about the 80% pay cut?
I don't know.
Can you imagine the wailing and screaming if I said to him, well, they just cut my pay 50% this year, and I'm going to have to do, like, something.
Something, something?
What would his reaction be?
He would plot. Is that the right word?
I wouldn't do that to him. I'd probably have to go without food for a couple of days a week, but I'll take care of him. Because I know that's what you'd want.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So we don't hear any more of that. Meh, what am I going to do? Oh, thank God that finally stopped. Although now that everybody's in this depression and everything, I'm sure that the situation isn't any better. But nevertheless, right?
Right.
Now let's see about this poll business. Should Neil Schmidt can the polls? And I understand what you're saying about people who vote on him are the ones who are most likely to be voting with an opinion. But nevertheless,
mm-hmm. Right.
I think people who hate them and the role that they play in the show, I think those people might be very highly motivated, especially considering the tremendous amount of negativity that exists in South Florida. If you give people a chance to be negative and go, they rarely pass. Should Neil Schmidt can the polls? No, I love them. 111, 64.1%. Love the polls. WTF, 33. What the? Yes, permanently 15. Yes, for a while, 14. Only 17.6% say get rid of them. So overwhelming so far, they love them. And my suggestion is if that's the case, then send us some good ones. It would be a good idea.
Oh, Neil. It's Dave. Oh. In Miami Town. At 560 WQAM. Last thing I remember, it was Saturday. Yeah. I was learning my New Year's Eve recipes from Rachel Ray. And that's where it gets fuzzy. I was learning French with my bear Muzzy. Till they took me away.
Your last day.
I had my sippy cup full of juice. When I saw them bring me the news. But I saw that and I got a tightening in my anus. And they took me away.
Your last day.
I gave them one last smirk. And then I felt a jerk. No more smirk. Then nothing else would work. Dutch walking nut. Holy hopping snot. Can I just get shot?
Dad's underpants, am I?
Can't you tell? You're in hell. Now you're the infidel.
Ooh, it's very hot, I can tell you that. Holy crap! Oh, wait a minute, this is cool. I can light my cigar right off my own finger.
Bye, bye, bye!